This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Dieter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, he made me poop, mother effer.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's the number to reach us. You can text us at that number. That comes in to the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to reach us is on the phone. Just pick it up. Give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to email here in just a moment. I haven't looked into the fart box purposely because I think that Nads is here and I haven't seen him since he had this wipeout. So I want to get a reaction of this.
Do you want me to come into the studio?
Sure, sure. I'm going to look out the window and you can sit on the couch of tears. And let me... Dieter, you haven't seen this either, right?
No, nothing on Twitter, nothing at all.
The Nads was involved in a skateboarding accident. He fell off his electric skateboard. The same, you know, the one that I keep telling these guys they're going to break their arm?
Oh, yeah. You warned them.
Or get a skull fracture. I believe those are my quotes.
Yeah, but everything fun involves a little danger.
Well, I don't know if that's true
or not.
That
is true.
Sex with your girlfriend is fun. What danger does that involve?
Sex with weird whores is probably more fun, though, right? To possibly have STDs?
I don't know. It depends on...
pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
All right, you want to look at him now, Dieter?
You first.
Oh, wow.
Oh, That does not look like a skateboard accident.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I took it face first. My skateboard stopped and I didn't. Yeah. It's really, really bad.
His squinty eyes to begin with. Someone said, after this, is he going to have, like, if he broke his orbital, is his eye going to be more open? No.
Oh, it was completely swollen shut for a day or two.
You should just tell people you're a UFC fighter because you look like you got the help. Like
I've been doing bad joke. Like you should see the other guy.
Wow.
Like I've been doing that, but yeah, this is it's serious. And then my brain was bleeding, the hematoma.
Wow,
it looks like 12 rounds after a boxing match.
Oh my god!
When I do the post.
No, boxers conference? They go 12 rounds in a championship fight. Don't look.
And
this
you guys,
bad.
This is the best I've looked. Oh, it's been really, really bad.
This is way better than what he looked like the hospital.
His right eye is just like.
Just purple. It's just a purple mess.
It's just a huge black eye.
Ah, dude, it's all like red and bloody. Like his eyeball is bloody.
When I went to go see him Friday, you couldn't see out of that eye. It was completely shut and just bubbling out. Like the eyelid was bubbling out. It was real gross. Like a big blister.
Oh, man.
How'd you get on both sides of your eyes? One side's bad and the other side.
I don't know. I don't remember anything. I blacked out from, I went unconscious. But I just hit face first, and so it broke the orbital, fractured.
Which or like
this one, and
right
I
side.
Fractured this one too.
Both of them.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know. And then hematoma, brain bleeding. Trauma 2.
Is that what a brain bleed is? It's called a hematoma?
I believe
that's the official word?
I believe so. I was admitted as trauma 2. Trauma 1 is obviously the worst you can be admitted as.
Yes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey wants to. Jeffrey hasn't been getting attention here for 30 seconds.
I heard his finger. I heard his replay from his finger yesterday.
Ooh, he had a hangnail. so let's go right to Jeffrey LaRocque.
No, I just want to say that in the skateboard accident, I thought maybe someone could have snuck up on him and clotheslined him from behind and just sent him flying forward.
Is that possible?
No. No, that's not.
But you don't remember.
I don't remember. I guess anything's possible. It was dark. I don't remember anything. I woke
but
up.
But probably if he was clotheslined, it would be the back of his head that would be hit, not the front.
I would have flew backwards.
They'd have to push him forward or something. Where did this happen?
On the street I live in. I live on towards the gas station. I was going there to get cigarettes.
How far away from the gas station were you? Do you know?
Probably 150 yards.
Is there anything around there that would...
Where I could hit?
No. I'm saying businesses or anything that someone may have witnessed this, or did people see you fall?
That's the report I got, is that someone saw me. I don't know if they saw me fall or they saw me unconscious, but they contacted the ambulance.
Like, if there was a business, Dieter, that had a security camera...
Oh, yeah.
You could
see
exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Did he hit a curb?
Or a rock?
Could be a stick. Yeah, because, like, the skateboard had to have stopped, because I did not stop, and my skateboard stopped.
Right. I would love to see the...
I would love
to be morbid, but I'd love to see the video of that to see...
And I apologize for tweeting the picture out. I understand that we had an understanding, and...
Yes, this really actually aggravated
me. I know, and I felt really, really terrible about that. I was, my brain is still not there completely. I had the cognitive test that I was taking at the hospital after this happened. I wasn't scoring excellent on.
Uh-huh.
So some of the conversations that I had.
Were you having Dieter scores or Jeffrey scores?
Dieter scores.
Okay, all right.
It's not that bad.
Well, that was I don't know if what words I can say on the radio, but the first words I asked my mom are am I going to be R-worded?
Uh-huh.
So
she replied with, you already are. Look at your history,
you've
son.
You've been this way for 30 years. it was really serious, man. And so I apologize for doing that.
So he has a scrape over his left eye and his left forehead.
See the scab? I want to pick this so bad.
And then he has like a U-shaped scab underneath his left eye.
Right.
He has a big... His right eye is black. I mean, maybe both of them were black at one point, but I don't know. But the right eye is definitely... It looks like you got punched in the right eye.
And what Charlie said today is that it's incredible how open your eye is compared to what it was, because it was swollen shut. I couldn't see out of it.
It looks like you got punched in the face.
That's exactly what it looks like.
But, I mean...
This is 1,000 times better than the way he looked in the hospital.
Really?
Way, way better.
Do you have a photo of that, Snitz? Just check Nance's... Twitter.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Timeline. Check that.
After being told not to. Yeah, that was me.
Actually, that's not even true.
Was I told not to? I don't remember.
You told me, don't tweet this or give it to anyone because we're not going to do anything with it until Monday, right? And I said,
Okay, that's
a good idea, right? Yeah.
Same page.
That's my fault.
Two hours later.
It's even doubly my fault.
There he is. Now, this is fresh.
That's fresh, yeah.
Right after it happened?
That's probably a few hours. A few hours after it happened, yeah. You can see my right eye I got to put my glasses on. I can't see anything.
It looks like Rocky when his eye was completely closed and they had to cut it open.
Cut me, Mick. Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Look at that, Dieter.
And what's crazy, that both eyes got messed up. But the nose, like his nose didn't. Like the front of his nose.
He's
like,
got a scrape on his nose.
But I'm saying like the end. Like he almost was, his head was so far down.
Are we sure? I mean, are we sure that you weren't beat up and you don't recall this?
100%, yes. I mean, Charlie has my skateboard. He took my skateboard home.
No. I'm saying you could have been on your skateboard.
And then I got my ass kicked and like I just don't remember.
Is that right?
I mean, I guess anything's possible.
One time when I was a kid, I must have been probably about 8 years old, and I was riding my bike, and there was a parking lot behind where I lived for a store, and I used to bunny hop my bike, excuse me, up the curb. There was a curb that jutted out that you could, like, it was a weird, it was like a little island almost of a curb, like maybe 10 feet by 20 feet or something. And I would bunny hop up onto that, ride around and off of it. And I don't even remember what happened, but I just came home and my face looked like Nadza's face, you know, just bleeding. What is all the Lysol spray for, by the way? I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming in here.
I think Dumb was sick yesterday.
Oh,
no.
Perfect.
Are you kidding me?
And he was on your mic?
Yeah.
I just heard briefly the Jeffrey thing. Was that a fungal thing from his foot? From what we discovered on the bus?
It could be. It's caused by either bacteria or fungus, the finger infection that he has. Who knows? But I can't
You're right.
breathe. Well, can you breathe over there?
I'm getting a little bit of it. Yeah.
Man.
I want to thank everybody that reached out to me, too. Like, that was incredible, enormous support that I received from people. So thank you to everybody. The haters, too. Thanks for wishing I was dead so Dumb could be on the show all the time. I wish that, too. I'm a big fan of Dumb.
So I came back home. My mom sees me when I'm 8 years old. I'm bleeding from the face. And I remember what's weird is I don't remember the actual accident at all. I remember walking home. I probably maybe about 200 yards, I guess, to the front door from where this parking lot was. And I remember walking home, and I remember holding my bike, you know, I'm walking alongside my bike, pushing it by the handlebars. And I remember, like, looking at the sidewalk, my head down, looking at the sidewalk as blood dripped. As I walked back to my, we lived in an apartment at the time. As I walked back to the apartment, and I clearly remember opening up the door, and, you know, I'm crying, and opening up the door, and the look on my mom's face of just complete shock and horror. I didn't know what I looked like. You know,
yeah,
I just thought I was. I mean, I broke my nose.
Yeah.
And no one knows what happened, but the best guess is that I was doing that. I was bunny hopping this curb, and the front wheel, you know, I didn't make it all the way up the curb and the front wheel, and I went. Flipped over, you know, flipped over the handlebars. I don't know for sure, but I don't have any recollection of that.
Did you have no helmet?
No helmet. Kids didn't wear helmets. Helmets back then? Are you kidding me?
Not one kid did.
No one.
I don't know if they sold them back then for that.
Maybe to special children kids that had part of their skull removed or something like that, but normal kids did not wear helmets back. It was, you know, suck it up. you got hit in the head with a baseball bat? No helmet? You'll be fine.
Put some dirt on it. That's all you need.
I don't remember exactly what I looked like when that happened. But, I mean, the fact that you wouldn't remember.
But the same thing happened to my friend. He flew over the handlebars.
Yeah.
But the whole front of his face was, the skin was off, like the tip of his nose, his chin. Because you slide. I'm just saying, in Nadja's case, he doesn't have it on his nose and his chin.
I do have a road rash on my knee, and I have a bad gash on my hand. So
beat up all over,
you,
man.
You tried to perhaps break your fall to some extent?
Who knows?
With your face.
And you fell forward? Is that?
It's almost like I swan dove, like, when the board stopped, because, like, again, like Dieter's saying, it's just like the top of my head. Like, my nose didn't get it, my teeth and my jaw didn't get it.
That's why you're lucky that.
Yeah, I mean, well, Dieter said that he was going to die.
Dieter told me that he once witnessed you fall down head first and that you made no effort to catch yourself.
Do you remember this in Rochester, leaving the strip club?
Oh, yeah.
That fight spilled out.
Yes.
And Nads fell over, and there was a line of motorcycles, just like the movie Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, where all the motorcycles fall over. Nads falls over, and he doesn't catch himself with his hands. His like hands were at his side, and he fell almost on the side of his head, and the motorcycle started to teeter-totter. And almost all fell over like dominoes.
I would not have survived that one.
No.
But so my, I guess my question would be, is it possible that someone beat you up and you have no recollection of this? I mean, it looks like you got beat up.
It does.
Maybe.
But wouldn't they have taken my skateboard and the road rash on my hands and my knee?
No, they probably saw you on that electric skateboard and they go, look at this loser. They don't want the electric skateboard. They just want to kick the ass of the guy who's on the electric skateboard.
Yeah.
But I don't know this for sure, but I think that sometimes when you have an injury like that, it can look like you got beat up, but you didn't really get beat up. You know, I mean,
I've never had anything like this before in my life.
Are you getting rid of the boosted board?
No, I have to stay off it for 30 days, but I am getting a helmet, Tucci. But yeah, this is, I mean.
You need a more than a helmet. You need a full body. You need to look like the Michelin man.
No, the guy from the Hurt Locker when he's going to right. disarm the bomb.
Like a knight in shining armor.
You're really going to keep that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that. I think at that point you'd toss it.
Yeah.
Brandy in Chicago. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandy.
More, Rover, how you doing?
Yo, what's happening?
Okay, so now that Nat did say a couple of weeks ago he'll take a punch from Mike Tyson, and he's been through all the stuff he's been through, would he still take the punch? Because I've been in a car accident. I know what he's going through. You don't remember nothing. It's terrible. Your teeth is messed up. Well, I lost my teeth, and my eye was messed up. I fractured my nose. So I want to know what he'll take it.
Would you still, well, after this, would you still take, and he said he would do it, I believe it was like $20,000.
20 grand.
20
and
grand.
I basically did take.
30.
30 grand.
30 okay. grand. I basically did take a punch from Mike Tyson for nothing. So yes, for $30,000.
So you would go through this again for $30,000.
Of course. Of course.
Wow.
Stupid.
Well, he's still not thinking correctly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brandy. My brain's a little slow.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandy. Martin in Youngstown. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
I was wanting to tell you, you know how Nads wanted to be on the bus. I was going to suggest that you put a screenshot on the front of the bus, but that looks pretty brutal.
My Twitter picture. You can put the one that I tweeted. You can put that on the side.
Yeah.
Or we could just run him over with the bus, and he'd look just like that. I mean,
I'm so lucky I didn't have
on the front of the bus.
It looks like it looks like he got hit by a bus, doesn't it, Dieter? I mean,
I'm so lucky I didn't have to have surgery. That's what I was really worried
about.
It
didn't mess up your teeth at all?
Not at all.
How's that? I mean,
I had a fat lip.
Literally head dove.
I had a fat lip on this side, but yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he took it right with his
it's honestly like I swan dove. Like I jumped off and hit the top of my face.
So if you would have had a helmet on, that still would have done no protection.
No,
correct?
It would have.
I would have.
I think. I mean, that's a barrier between my face and the road.
I mean, so,
helmet's on top.
No, but it sticks out
a
little bit.
On the
forehead.
Okay. I mean, he still probably wouldn't be injured, but
I hit like. I mean, my brain is bleeding right here. I mean, I'm sure it
Your
came
forehead?
From my eye. Yeah, I don't know. I think it would. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't have hurt. Yeah, right.
No, I think you get rid of the board. You gotta get rid of the board.
Yeah, I can't believe you're still gonna keep this thing.
Right? We'll talk about
it. I'd be gun-shy.
You're not scared of that? I mean,
well,
I would be scared.
Well, I haven't been on it now. Now, I probably am going to be a little tentative next time I'm on it, I'm sure.
I would hope so. So
I got a concussion really bad. So mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to do any physical activities for 30 days.
Were you doing any physical activity before that, really, other than this electric skateboard?
Look at me. No, not really.
No more of your outdoor activity that you go on. Can't do any of that stuff. The extreme sports.
Yeah, no more judo classes.
So you're on your electric skateboard. You were going to get cigarettes, is that right?
Yeah.
And is this at night or during the day? Or
at night.
What time, roughly?
Like right before midnight, because it closed at midnight.
So your girlfriend, is she at home or was she there with you?
She was there.
So she's there. So you tell her, I'm going to go get cigarettes.
Yeah, she was already in bed. Like, we're going to go to bed. I just wanted a couple cigarettes.
So then you head out on your electric skateboard. How does she find out what happened? Because she's just in your, is she in your place?
Yes.
Is that where she, okay.
Paramedics called my mom and my mom called her. She was sleeping.
All right. So she's asleep and does she come into the hospital?
Yeah.
And all right. Wow. This is quite the injury that he has, right?
It's worse than I thought it would be.
Really? I mean,
the eyes.
So I think because I look at my progress now and I think I look so much better than, well, obviously I do look so much better than I did the weekend, but like I thought, like, oh, this isn't too bad. Like, they're not going to be like blown away by it.
No, his one eye looks like it's swimming in blood.
Yeah.
That's
There's
right.
There's no white. When he looks to the side, it's just red and purple.
Wonder how long that will take to heal up.
I have a follow up next week after the show, so with my orbital bones. X-rays and
so
stuff.
They can't really do anything. I mean, they can't put your head in a cast. What does this do?
I mean, it
heals on its own.
I mean, some people that break their orbital bones, they have to have metal plates inserted in their face.
Oh my god!
So that was the worry, and so they had to do X-rays.
It'd be like
CAT scans.
Yeah.
They had to do CAT scans, and I mean, I was so freaked out about that. And
when did you wake up?
I remember. Barely remember talking to my mom and saying, call the show. Don't let them fire me. I'm checking myself out. I'm going into work today. And one of the nurses said, have you seen your face? So I was concerned about that. That's when I came to, I think I was up before then, but I have no recollection
of
that.
So you don't remember the ambulance coming?
No, none.
Paramedics probably talking to you or anything?
No, probably 4 a.m., maybe 3, 4 a.m.
All right. Wow. Well,
it's been a rough few days, man.
You're lucky, actually.
I am so lucky.
Do you remember talking to Ballrag?
I remember talking to Ballrag.
What did he say to Ballrag?
Please don't fire me.
Yeah, don't fire me.
Why would we fire you?
It's because, like, this is just another list of something that happened to me this, like, month. You know, I don't have to remind you of the laundry list of activities that I've been involved
in. This is an accident, though. I mean,
absolutely. What happened this month?
Besides me, or I always told you guys that July is my month, and Rover always has an excuse that it's, like, my worst month, and I just use it as an excuse. But this is the anniversary of my brother dying, but I got... I wasn't allowed on a plane to New Orleans. Miami was last month, but that was an S show with Charlie.
Right. You got AIDS blood.
I mean, there's been incidents. So it was an accident, obviously. And I felt just, I don't like missing work. I don't want to not be here.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to fire you over that.
No.
So, I mean, thanks ever again for everybody for the support. It's been amazing. And my mom can't thank you guys enough, too. She's been... I'm sick of waking up in hospitals, seeing her, like, thinking I'm dead, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't blame you or her. There are a lot of people on the phone. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll get to people on the phone. Tell everyone to hang on for a while here, Charlie. We have the Shizzy coming up as well, the news. We'll get to that. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Kanye West has filed a lawsuit, and I'm curious what you think about it. So I will tell you what he is going after and why.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Never know what you're gonna hear.
Would you have a threesome with your sister?
I think I would have to be really intoxicated.
You both found attractive.
That's gotta be right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get in on that?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Mm-hmm. The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Kanye West has filed a lawsuit. I'm curious what you think about this. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Mary, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Rover.
Hi.
Hi. I heard the situation with Naz and how he looks like he was beaten up. And I had a story about my aunt. She came to a baby shower I was throwing for my sister, and she had missed a step on the stairway coming into the doors and fell flat on her face, mostly her eyebrow area, her, you know, forehead.
Right.
And at first they thought she had broken her nose because there was so much blood between her eyebrows. And, you know, it come to find out that her glasses had just cut her face when she fell. When I saw her a few days later, it looked like someone took a baseball bat to both eyes. I'm telling you, both were just swollen black and blue.
So it looked like she got beat up.
Yeah.
So Nads could have a skateboard accident, and it just looks like he got beat up. I mean, that's if you saw those injuries, you would say, no, this guy got beat up, right, Dieter?
Oh, yeah.
When my aunt turned around, when I first seen her a few days after the incident, I almost fell over because I didn't at all expect to see her eyes black and blue like they were. She looked like a raccoon.
Yeah,
yeah, it's strange. You think it'd be more of a scrape. Yeah.
Right, right.
They told me not to blow my nose.
Not to what?
Blow my nose.
Why, your brain's going to come out through
it? I think so. Or like the broken orbital bones or like...
Oh, no. You'll like blow out chunks of your skull?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if you sneeze?
I haven't sneezed yet. I don't want to think about it, dude.
Your eyeballs will pop out.
Yeah. It might happen.
It does look like he got beat up. Thank you, Mary.
God, that's scary. The sneezing's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm out of the danger zone now.
Todd, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Todd.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man.
I got a couple questions for Nads. Is there a 911 call?
It's a good question.
There must be.
Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee there is, yeah.
We'll get that.
And how did the ambulance driver get Mommy's phone number to call her?
I believe I was conscious. I don't remember it at all. But I believe I was conscious to give them contact information because that's how they got it.
But you just have, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's not really that unusual. I would say that.
Phone locked?
Oh, my phone.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I would hope so. Everyone should lock their phone.
But I don't know if we were in an accident, I don't know. So he must have been talking and gave the code, or he was able to get through his. I don't know. That's weird.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure I was able to.
They should have that as a button on your phone. Like, you know, when you when you hit your phone and it's locked. Let me see if I can do it here. They should have it like they have. You can dial an emergency number, but they should have a little feature on there that
emergency contact.
Right. Emergency contact. Like you could list one or two or three people. That way, if someone like Nads gets in a skateboard accident, is unconscious, they, you know, someone could find them, dial his contacts on the phone, you know, if someone ends up in the hospital. That's not a bad idea.
But let's find that 911 call, though. I'd love to hear it.
I wonder who called 911.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't you.
No.
That you know of.
Yeah, I could have been. That would be even more interesting if I hear myself.
He calls 911 himself.
Hey, some dumbass just fell on a skateboard.
What's his name?
I think it's me. I'm Naz from Rover's Morning Glory.
How long do you think you were laying there? You probably have no idea.
No clue.
It could have been 2 hours, an hour.
What I'm saying is that people, you know, he said someone witnessed it, but they may not have witnessed the actual
fall.
Yeah.
Right. Did they see a body in the road?
Across this guy. Sure. Linda. And West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask a question because I had something just like that the end of last year, a hematoma.
Oh, yeah.
However, I know how you feel. I really do. It feels like your brain isn't there and it feels swollen.
Yeah.
I'm not completely over it, but I am...
Yeah, how long has this been going on, Linda, that you had this? How long ago?
The latter part of last year.
So it's been like 7 or 8 months or whatever.
God.
Yeah. So you're telling me this guy's still going to be feeling the effects from this,
is
potentially?
Is it your brain's not there or you're getting headaches? Because I've had, like, really bad headaches, as you can imagine, the last few days. But is your brain's not there? Because that's not good.
Well, it started with a bad headache. And make a long story short, went to the hospital. They did a CT and noticed that I was bleeding.
Did you fall off a skateboard too?
Yeah, did you? Well, did this just occur, or did you have an accident or an injury?
I think I had an accident. I don't remember. All I know is that I was taken to the hospital, and I don't remember that. But
her name isn't even actually Linda. They just had to give that to her. She couldn't remember her name.
But I want to ask you, you say you didn't have surgery. What did they do for you?
What do you mean?
I had a brain drain. They drained me.
Oh, I didn't have a brain drain at all. They couldn't do anything for mine. That's what they told me. I just had ice.
So they didn't have to drill into your skull or anything like
that? Not that I know of. The lobotomy.
You know, I don't know what they do, but she has a brain drain, Linda said. What is that? They drill into your skull, Linda?
Yes, there's a long, like, needle that they put into the side of your skull. Hmm. And you just lay there with your head up at all times.
Do you know what kind of hematoma you had? Because I guess there's two kinds.
Really? Yeah. No, I didn't.
They said, like, arachnoid or arachnid or something.
Isn't that a spider?
Yeah. Isn't that a movie?
Yeah.
John Goodman?
That's what they...
Jeff Daniels?
That's the one word I remember sticking out with my hematoma. But hopefully...
Well, Linda, maybe the next time we're there, maybe you and Nads can commiserate the two hematoma twins.
Well, they're 51st dates. We won't remember it.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Linda. Bob, we're going to get to the shizzy in just a moment. Bob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Nads, you said you're going to get back on the skateboard.
Sure.
In 30 days. This next question is going to determine if you're a leech and you deserve to die. Who pays for your medical insurance and your high deductible, probably, let's say, average $2,000 deductible?
I pay for it with Obamacare.
And your deductible?
I pay for that too. Maybe my parents said. I don't know. I didn't see any bill features, or I didn't receive any billing yet.
Okay, you might deserve to live. Okay.
All right. Thanks, all right. Bob.
So he's someone will pay this. I mean,
yes,
his parents, I guess, will probably pay this. He's not gonna.
How much is it gonna cost? You think?
Oh, ER visit, right off the top,
ambulance ride.
Oh,
well, is Bob? I mean, what happens is you have a high deductible plan. Once you hit that, he's hit that limit. So once you pay that deductible, then they cover.
Yeah.
So
not 100%, do they?
Yeah, no. I think so. Yeah, I think they cover like 80 or 90. Yeah, sure they do.
Not 100%. If my deductible is $5,000, pay that, then they'll cover 80%, and then you cover the rest.
No, and then when you there's a max out of pocket,
like $300,000 or $100,000.
Is it $4,500?
Yeah, there's a max out of pocket that you can spend per year, so they do cover it after that.
But I mean, don't taxpayers aren't paying for it, Bob. Don't worry.
So you're not on mom and dad's insurance?
No, I'm on Obamacare.
So do you have Obamacare? Right?
Yeah, I'm too old.
He's like this broad, this Tommy Lahren or Lauren or whatever her name is.
Yeah,
she's a hot piece of ass, by the
way.
So hot. She's just mentally deficient. She's one of these wacko right
wingers. She's one of the biggest dumbasses I've ever seen.
But she was giving a thing, like a speech, like a sit-down conference thing where it's one-on-one. And I think it was Chelsea Handler and her. And they're talking about, you know, she's this Tommy Lahren is, oh, Obamacare sucks. It's terrible. We need to repeal it. It's the worst. And then Chelsea Handler goes, what about you? What kind of insurance do you have? Well, I don't have to worry about it. I'm on my parents' insurance because I'm 24.
Oh, boy.
She's only 24?
She's 24. And she's on her parents' insurance, which is, why are you allowed to be on your parents' insurance at the age of 24?
Obamacare. That's it. Yes. Prior to Obamacare, you could only be on your parents' insurance until you're 19. Now this Tommy's like, I'm lucky. I'm on my parents' insurance. I'm only 24, so I can be on my parents' insurance. And everyone in the audience is like, are you freaking dumb? Like,
does she have a job anymore? She got fired by Glenn Beck, right?
Hey, Glenn Beck was paying her. And I can't imagine that she was getting paid peanuts.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're still mooching off your parents. You don't get paid any money.
Yeah.
I expect you to mooch off your parents.
Thank you.
But you're not Tommy Lahren or whatever her name
Famous.
Is. Yeah, she's got to be making some dough, right?
Absolutely.
Hasn't she written books, or she should?
She's the right-wing...
Forget writing a book. Just be in a picture book. She's good looking.
Conservatives throw her everywhere.
Oh, because she's hot. That's why. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think she believes half the crap that she says.
I don't know who she is.
I think she was the one that said that she was pro-choice. Like, she's ultra-conservative, but she's pro-choice. That's when Glenn Beck goes, yeah, you really can't be around my network.
It was like the Milo thing. There was just an opportunity for a young, hot chick to like go in, because no other conservatives look like her. And just like Milo, there was no other gay conservatives. You can make a ton of money doing that. They don't have to believe anything.
You just have to find your niche, whatever. How do you even pronounce
it? I say niche.
I say niche too, but then I hear people say niche.
A niche.
I've
French.
I've actually never heard that.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I don't think the
Michi
boosted board is your niche.
That's not your calling in life.
It's a good one, guys.
Jeffrey, anything?
I think the word you're trying to say, Douchey, is niche.
Oh. You know?
No, I know, but I've heard that term thrown around before where it's like a group of people, you know, that are in the boosted boards, airplanes, you know, that kind of stuff.
What would you
like
do?
That niche airline, like, there
the
you
niche
go.
Niche airline.
They have a special, it's like something, it's like an airline, in this case, an airline having a specialty.
If your son was riding a skateboard and he fell off like this, Jeffrey, would you ever let him back on it again?
Oh, hell no, I'd be paranoid. I'd be afraid to have it done. I'd be afraid it'd happen again. But if he wanted to, I would make sure that he would have the proper equipment, like
a helmet.
He
would not let his kids ride the skateboard. He would make Mary Elizabeth ride it every day up and down the street, hoping, praying.
Throwing rocks and sticks under the wheels.
Jeffrey, would you let your kids ride bikes?
I've been trying to encourage my kids on the bikes, but they don't seem to show any interest. So
for years.
Yeah, no.
Okay, Nats.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Hey, question for Nats. So obviously you were in the hospital for this injury. Did they give you any kind of pain medicine while you're in the hospital? And are you concerned that this might lead you back down the wrong path?
Oh, good question.
No, they did give me pain medicine.
What?
Right away, they gave me Percocet. And then the second day, I just had... Excuse me?
They didn't give you Dilaudid for as significant as your injury was while you were in the hospital?
No, I don't know if they gave me anything before I came to. The only thing I remember taking... I had an IV in. But I had antibiotics pumping through my veins, and then
they gave him Dilaudid, of course.
I don't know.
They had to have.
But I did, the only pill I remember taking, I took two Percocets, and then I was on acetaminophen, Tylenol, for the rest of that.
That's it, just Tylenol.
Yeah.
And they didn't prescribe anything else to you for you to take home for the pain?
Acetaminophen, that's what they said, and ice, plenty of rest.
That was it?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, good for you, man. Well, glad you're getting better, and glad to have you back instead of Dumb being there. It's nice to have you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. So many people here on the phone. Let me just take a couple of calls. Larry in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you was talking about contacts on the phone. If your phone is locked,
the
iPhone has that feature.
It does.
If you push the button on it and your lock key pops up, the very bottom corner is say emergency.
Right. I thought they just would call 911.
Yeah, that's to call. No.
They don't have
it. No. You hit emergency, then it'll pop up in that same spot, medical ID. And everybody.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Yeah. He's right.
Oh, man.
You put your contacts, you put your allergies, Your phone number.
Looks like I already put three phone numbers. I even knew this. I must have a concussion because I have three numbers. I have
mine
B2, Doogie, and my mom.
Where is it? Where's medical ID?
It's down here in the bottom. You see that right there? Oh, you don't have it. You guys probably haven't set it
my
up yet.
Samsung has it, but there's no members, but it does have that feature.
Oh, I don't have
that's
the
a good
feature.
Idea. No, well, you should set that. Everyone should set that up today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put Jeffrey as mine.
The paramedics all know that. That way, if you got a phone, they go straight to it and they can get your contact.
I don't have it.
And if you're allergic to anything, put that in there. No, that's a good. See, that's fantastic. Douche, I'm sure you can set that up. I'll show you how to do it. I must have known how to do it because I set it up. I'm so stupid, though. Thank you, Larry.
Wow. I never knew that.
You know, I was thinking they have so much crap on your, like, new features on your phone and computer and stuff like that that I can't even keep track of them. Like, Windows downloaded this update and installed this update a while back, and then it was like, oh, I want to turn this on so you can access your apps from remote locations and this and that, and I didn't even turn it on, but I go, what is that even? I mean, I don't even know what the hell that is. It's too much. I mean, it could be very convenient, but I just don't even, they have so much crap in there. I don't even know what it is. Ken, you're on Roll Resort.
Hey. Morning.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, do you know one of your plugs that you do, Factory Outlet, over here in Eastlake, caught fire at 1:30 yesterday in the afternoon?
Yeah, someone emailed me that, and Northeast Factory Direct, they're a big sponsor, and they burned down.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on the news. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, oh, here comes Rover.
Yeah, so I think they're just down to their one location now, so they're only paying half price to the radio station. All right,
Love the show, man.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, I heard they don't have sprinklers because it's, what, like a warehouse?
Right.
So, it's all gone?
Well, yeah, we started in the front, and it spread.
What caught on fire? Do they have any idea?
That's all I heard is it started in the front.
The deals, they were so hot.
Yeah. Explosive best deals.
That's right. Yeah. They're dynamite.
Oh, God.
Let me see here. Sarah, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Hey, I'm just wondering if they have put Nads on a concussion protocol.
Like he's in the NFL. Like we have to have a concussion protocol here on Rover's Morning Glory.
Right. But my sister-in-law got a major concussion, and it took her months to recover. But she was also like no screens, no, you know, funny activities. She can't ride her bike because even just the slightest jostling will give her a relapse.
I have no driving restrictions.
Okay.
Which I was surprised about because I couldn't see out of my eye for a long time. They didn't give me anything about that. All they told me was, and my mom, who's taking care of me when I was when I got released, just monitor him, and for his sleeping patterns, you may want to make sure that he's not sleeping too much, and then no physical activity for 30 days.
What did your mom do when they called?
She came right away.
So who called her? The paramedics, the police,
the paramedics,
the hospital,
the paramedics, I believe. And told her which hospital I was going to.
And
she said she couldn't find you.
Okay, then I guess.
Yeah, she said she.
They found me and then.
They took you to a hospital and then she said, they didn't tell me where he was, so I had to find him. I finally found him. You were at Fairview. Mm-hmm. She went with your girlfriend and then she was just monitoring and freaking out.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. By the way, your medical ID, you set that up through the health app on your iPhone. A lot of people have. You know, I must have opened that like a year ago, poked around in it, and that was the last time I opened up the health app.
We've talked about the health app on the show before, and that was the only time I knew that there was.
Might as well delete it.
It counts steps, remember?
I know.
It counts steps without you even knowing.
Yeah. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
I'm calling you out when you were on the Bert Kreischer interview. Bert was talking about having kids, and you guys were kind of tossing it around for a minute, and you basically said a comment almost verbatim, well, other people wouldn't understand like us because we have kids, so what's up?
What's up with that, man?
Look back in the tapes, dude. Mark, I'm 100%.
I must have slipped and let it out there that my
Rover.
That's right. That Gia, Doogie's daughter, is actually my daughter.
It's straight proof, man.
Jason finally got to the bottom of this.
About time you admitted it, to be
definitive
honest.
Definitive proof. Yeah.
There is, man.
Well,
you don't need a DNA test with that.
All right. Go back and I don't want to task my guys with wasting
you
time
find
on
it.
This. You find it. Tell us the exact time and then in the clip. And then
and he's
then,
on 2 days, so which is a lot of listening
proof,
today.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which day was it, the first or the second day?
I think it was the, I don't know. I don't want to put you on a wild goose chase, but I'm thinking it's the second one.
All right. Well, if anyone finds that, you can send us the time and we'll play it. And
hey, give Gianna a kiss when you go home tonight for me, okay?
All right. Yes. Thank you, Jason.
I'm adding contacts now. I just figured it out.
Who's your emergency contacts besides Rover?
My nanny.
Okay.
So it's Rover, nanny, and my mom. Which I don't know why my mom, but.
Yeah, what's your mom going to do? It should probably be someone more in town, I would think.
Well, to contact her, if she had a heart attack, she should know.
Yeah.
She's got to drive up. Oh, yeah.
All right. I guess we won't get to the shizzy.
I'm also not allowed to touch my eye because it itches really bad. So I just got to, like, poke it.
So one of the things you told me that your mom, you said, don't worry, my mom has been administering my meds.
Yes.
So if you only took two pills, why would she be administering?
She's been giving me niacin, which is for headaches. But that's like, I probably shouldn't even be saying that because I'm not prescribed niacin. But
what's niacin?
It's for people with migraines. It's not narcotic, but she's been giving me niacin.
And no more Percocet? You don't have any at the house? You're good?
None at all.
I'll read you the police blotter. We found just not the full police report, but just a summary, a call summary, if you'd like to. If you'd like to hear that.
Phone screener.
I mean, it's not actual audio, but I'll just tell you what it's simple. It'll take 20 seconds. When we come back, I'll give that to you. Nads is back.
Feels good, guys.
He's back from his injury. His boosted board injury, which I kept telling these guys, going to break your skull, going to break your arm, and it didn't take long, did it?
No.
Is it bad that I rode mine yesterday?
Did you really?
I went real slow, though.
Did you ride mine?
Like I went. No, I'm not using yours. No, yours is cursed.
No,
I don't have. No, I don't. I don't have a helmet. I was going. It has three different modes. I kept it in. Mode 3 is the fast one, so I kept it in mode 2. And I never even maxed
two?
It out.
Well,
I never even maxed
one?
It out.
Mode 1.
But I have to get places. I don't know. It's convenient.
Or drive.
You get to the hospital like Nads.
Yeah.
Pronto.
Are
in
you
an
taking
ambulance.
Yours on the road trip?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Well, they're good. I hope they have great medical care.
I hope so. I'm going
to because we are heading to Binghamton, New York today, after the show, tonight, actually. And don't forget Williamsport. We'll be in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, too. I keep mentioning Binghamton.
Yes.
But that's just because that's where we're going first. And then after we'll be in Binghamton for a few days, and then we're going to Williamsport. Why?
For the hell of it.
You got a bus.
That's right. That's right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Place of the phrase government dongs.
Government cheese? Did they give you that? No, seriously.
Did they give you government dongs?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
I believe that Snitz found the police blotter.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Here's it's nothing too great, but This was, the call was at 11:48 p.m. at the corner of Clifton and Fry. A male fell in the roadway. Male is injured, is the call.
It's fairly accurate.
And then it was changed from a traffic to an injured person report. So that's it. That's all all we have.
Oh, it says conscious and breathing. Did he miss that part?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Conscious and breathing. He is conscious and breathing. So he was awake.
That's must have how they got my mom's number then.
At 11:48.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
And you went to go get cigarettes? That's what you were doing?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that Clifton, that road is a main huge road. Were you on that road?
Yeah, there's bike lanes. So that's when
on the side?
Yes. So that's where I usually
You're riding
ride.
Your skateboard in the bike lane.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like a 5-lane road.
At midnight.
Right? Is it
four lanes.
4 lanes? It's a major road.
Oh, people texting and driving. They swerve into the bike
it's
lane.
It's dark. It was stupid. Yeah, that was. It was reckless.
How many cigarettes do you smoke in a day, Nads?
A pack. I've increased.
Now, when I visit him at the hospital, he was not smoking.
They probably don't let you.
You're going to rat on me, dude?
No, I'm just saying you weren't smoking.
I'll rat him
out. What was he doing?
Dipping skull.
I had some pouches in.
Oh, man.
Gotta get that fixed.
Why not vape? Can't you vape?
You can't vape in a hospital.
Oh, they won't let you vape in a hospital?
I don't think so. They're like almost the same rules as smoking. Like, they don't let you vape in a lot of places, like planes and restaurants.
So, he must be smoking a lot because...
To leave.
Well, a lot of people were suspicious because when he got in this skateboard accident, it was, if you go back in time, it was Thursday. Thursday was day one of Bert Kreischer coming into the studio.
Hurricane Bert.
They started drinking.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bert's drinking vodka, and these guys are drinking vodka.
Four Loko.
Right. And in fact...
Well, we're all drinking Four Loko that day.
They got so drunk that they could not drive home. They had to Uber home.
No, I think I could have been fine driving home. I didn't want to risk it. Why risk it?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying.
No, I think I
should have.
I think legally I probably could have, but there's no. After I have one drink anywhere, especially here, I'm not going to leave and drive home.
It was the right thing, yeah.
So there was a lot of speculation from fans that he probably went home after that, continues his bender, and then gets on his skateboard at midnight and crashes the thing.
I took a long nap and then got my car. From the studio.
So you came all the way back to work to get your car.
Yeah.
What time was that at?
6 or 7.
All right.
You guys didn't go to the bar after the show? You guys talked about that?
No, we just went straight home.
Yeah, we were thinking about it. We just went home.
Did you buy smokes after the show? Because I don't remember.
Well, on Thursday, the other part that people have been speculating about, on Thursday during the aftermath, he was complaining about being out of cigarettes. So he was out on his skateboard to get cigarettes that night when this accident occurred. They said, what, he didn't go get cigarettes all day? They didn't believe that.
Oh, wow. A lot of pieces to the puzzle.
Well, I don't know what that sound
is. Is that a CB?
Sorry, I was trying to talk to a guy on the phone. I smoke a lot of cigarettes, so I don't recall complaining about being out of cigarettes on the aftermath, but that's what I was doing. So.
Go to bed. It's midnight. You should be in bed at midnight, not riding around on your skateboard on the street.
I know.
He has to go to work the next day.
He got work.
It's because a 30-year-old dude riding around on a skateboard at midnight.
I apologize. It's my bad. I apologize.
Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, man, do you feel like maybe Nad's rushed back because Dumb was in there and he might not be fully recovered, but he also wants to preserve his job? You feel
Look,
guilt.
You have to...
Rover feel guilt?
Do I feel guilt?
Yeah.
I feel no guilt.
Why would you
kidding me? I don't know what I would be guilty about, but they say you, there's always someone ready to come up behind you and fill your position. Look at Tom Brady. That guy made it because of an injury.
Drew Bledsoe went down. Mm-hmm. Brady's next man up.
Yeah, he would have never been playing. So,
All right. Well, I'm glad Nads is back, and I'm glad he's healthy, fellas.
Thank you, Josh.
I didn't get to hear the show yesterday. How was it with Dunn?
I thought he did great. I thought he was good. And, you know, we always talk about Dunn, and we go, wow, I haven't heard a lot about him. I wonder if he got normal after he left the show and everything's under control.
He got rid of his demons?
Yeah, got rid of his demons, or we just don't hear about it. I think we answered that question yesterday. The answer is we just don't hear about it because it is the same old Dumb. I love it. It's fantastic. The mother, the in-laws, the ex-wife, the kids, the, you know, everything. It's
he mentioned in the aftermath how he quit at the pizza place he worked at, and it's in a just a massive just a bunch of FUs out the door of the pizza place too. So,
well, that's interesting because he liked that pizza place. He would always talk about how great the owner of that was.
Yeah.
Is it Dina's Pizza?
Well, I didn't want to.
Different place. Oh, okay.
Different place where he left.
Right.
He actually said, and in the end he said, oh, I still go there all the time now, but the way I left was in a huge storm of FUs to a customer that wasn't tipping him.
He always...
No,
he always would say that he liked the owner of that place.
I think he did. He just had he snapped that
day.
So
it had nothing to do with the owner? It was a customer?
It was a customer.
So what happened?
A customer just never tipped, and he's delivering these pizzas, never tipping. And then finally he told the person, you know what? I don't deliver to you anymore. You better start picking it up. And the lady's like, you can't talk to me like this. And he says, and he goes, I just did though. You're picking up your pizza from now on. And she's like, we don't have a car. And he says, then you don't eat pizza. That's it. So then by the time we got back to work, that person had called the boss. And then the boss said the same thing to him. You don't talk to customers like that. And I guess that upset Dom because he went, I just did say that to that person. I just effing did say it. And then he left and then it never returned.
There was just this in the news. Some delivery driver for Postmates. You know what that is?
Postmates. No, what's that?
So they'll go and deliver anything you want. So if you want Chapstick and you want a Whopper from Burger King, they'll go and get everything for you. This guy says, it turns out I'm your delivery driver again. If you do not tip again, I'm probably going to rob you. I'm joking, but not really. So that was just in the news. I just saw that.
So that's Dumb could go apply for a job at Postmates.
Sounds like he'd be perfect.
Yeah, I used to deliver pizzas every single week. The same person would get a delivery, and they would never tip.
Jeffrey does that.
Like the Jeffrey move. I'm talking about for months, 6 months, every Thursday, they get a hoagie, get a sandwich, and they would just never tip. Same pizza, same sandwich. It's just not in their nature. They're such cheap asses, and it drives you up the freaking wall.
So did you do anything to retaliate?
What do you think?
Wipe your ass with
I accidentally dropped a sandwich. You know what I mean? Nasty stuff. People remember when
and they
you don't
know where
tip.
You live.
Right.
Exactly.
So Dumb, was he F-bombing then the owner or the manager?
Not F-bombing the owner, just saying I effing did talk to this lady like that. You can't tell me I didn't talk to her like that because I just effing did and then left. And then I think he called back the next day and said, hey, do you still need me in tomorrow or today? Like, no, don't
no,
ever.
No, we never need you again.
Don't
ever
come back here.
I don't think Dumb thinks about the long run. He just thinks you get so upset. Same thing here. He doesn't think about the
blind
future.
Rage, just right. Into a fury. So it is definitely still the same Dumb. Maybe a little older, a little more mature, but definitely still the same Dumb.
How is the relationship with Doogie?
Oh,
oh, they're best friends now, of course.
Well, not yesterday. Half the show was about them too.
Well, Rover bringing it up, but Dumb and I are good. We have.
Do you see how quick Dumb was to side with me on this dispute with Doogie?
I mean,
he's been there. He knows. It's,
yeah.
You know, Doogie's over there crying. I was not crying. I'm the victim.
Never
oh, you're picking
that.
On me. Ooh, you called
never,
me names.
Never.
Oh,
unforgivable.
Never
yeah,
said
unforgivable.
That.
It's like.
Never cried.
Really? Out of everything she's done to basically terrorize people that work here.
Yeah.
She's complaining about it now. I just found that ironic that on a day that Dumb was happened to be here, that she's saying that she's being victimized in the workplace.
Dumb, we're great. Everything's good with Dumb.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his job anymore.
It's not my fault.
No, it is.
Yes, it
no.
is.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's entirely your fault.
100% your fault.
No.
Yes, it is. You not don't all. Believe that?
Not at
you
all.
You really don't?
Not at all.
Who's she fault? Does. She must.
No, it's
she...
Charlie's fault.
Why?
You were mean to him. You were totally mean to him, too. He even called you on it. You were like, oh, he was really nice to you. He called you on it, didn't he?
I was he nowhere might have, close. Yeah,
nothing compared I, to you.
You did terrorize him, did you not?
I did not at all. Name an example.
Was anybody here yesterday when Dumb even called him out
no,
on
he
it?
Did. They, I remember him saying that. Yeah, oh. He's like,
you remember
were,
what?
You were a dick.
Yeah.
You were
more than you dick. Being a dick to him?
Yes.
He said
compared
nothing
to Dumb.
To Dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
you
to
guys,
Dieter.
You guys both didn't speak to him, but Doogie was the all-time worst person I've ever... I've never seen
wait,
any
Dieter,
person...
Wait, Dieter, you didn't speak to Dummy either?
What do you mean?
Yesterday? They didn't say anything.
No. There, when, no. He, when he worked here, our old phone
no,
screen.
Of course
when he worked
did.
Here. Okay,
barely.
Charlie just
I
said that you
one,
didn't speak
barely.
To him.
You guys would not speak whatsoever.
No, we did a little bit.
No.
No, I admit he did change. Towards the end, it wasn't the same Dumb that I worked with the prior 8 years.
Somebody wore him down.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Doogie and Charlie.
Quit
the
trying to lump
the
me
constant
thanks,
nagging
Dieter.
On this guy.
In what way?
If you had to single one
oh,
person
Doogie
out.
Doogie first.
Yeah,
then Charlie.
Charlie. And again, one example, guys.
Let me think.
Wow, there's so many because I terrorized
him. I remember one time Charlie kept running his mouth and Dumb smashed his keyboard. Do you remember that day? He was just smashing his keyboard on the keys.
You mean when Rob did it? Because Rob...
Yeah, Rob said something about Dumb's teenage daughter.
So, yeah.
And
that was that
and
time?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that. I was...
And this is the show historian. He remembers everything. Does not have a bad memory
and
whatsoever.
And there are times, Charlie, I will say this, Charlie, there have been times you have pushed some of Dumb's buttons, too.
Not like... Yes.
Not, I mean,
not
maybe not as bad, but I remember
level.
One where you were questioning about... We were talking about Dumb's girlfriend when he started dating... And you were talking about the age difference, and Dumb called you, you know, said you're going to get your ass kicked because you keep running your mouth. I remember that.
So Jeffrey does remember that.
So there's one example.
Uh-huh.
No, but Doogie, that's the one that stands out in my mind.
But Doogie was the all-time worst to him.
There's no question that's the reason why
he doesn't work here anymore because of
exactly.
Doogie.
That's absolutely
Rover
true.
Had nothing to do with that?
Me?
No.
Really?
There was one time you did push Dumb's buttons. I remember the one time, I think this was back when he still had the old-fashioned BlackBerry, and you were making fun of him because at the time he was kind of heavyset at the time, and you were egging him on. He came into the room, and he moved his wedding ring to the other hand because he was going to punch you in the forehead.
That was all over a BlackBerry?
No, you were because he was always texting his wife, or he was trying to get the hookup girl, and, you know, he was trying to get his work done, and you know, something like, I remember the rage out that he stormed into the studio and he was gonna punch you in the forehead. My intern days.
Just because,
I was there when
just
that
because
happened.
Dumb freaks out doesn't mean that somebody was terrorizing him by any means. The guy freaks out a lot.
But for one shiny nostalgic,
he's gonna kick your ass because you said he was too fat to fit.
Yeah, I remember that
in the NASA whatever Apollo 13.
Well, no, because I did say something to the effect that he probably could fit through the hatch.
And you have to bottom
out. I was trying to bust his.
So
I get my ball. I didn't terrorize him. I tried to bust his ball. I tried
terrorizing him.
I didn't terrorize him. I tried to bust his balls.
And he got really upset. And he's gonna kick your ass.
Well, if he kicked my ass, I would have gone down fighting. Anyhow, for one brief shining moment. In one day, the show was back exactly the way I remember before I joined. It was all it
perfect.
Was just you guys.
It was perfect before.
It was a it was a nostalgic moment.
But yeah, there's no question that Doogie's the reason why he's not on the show. He Doogie had it out for him and would, no matter how hard you tried, you could not get her to let things go. You just couldn't. It wouldn't happen. I didn't know
you say something?
You weren't talking to him. Why were you not talking
to him? I talked to him.
I remember that Dieter and him almost got into a fight in Rochester in a limo that we were getting into. I don't even remember what that was about.
I don't remember either.
Do you remember that, Dieter?
Vaguely. There's a few times, though, we were feuding. Yeah, I can't remember what that one was about.
I just remember we were coming out of that Main Street Armory in Rochester. Getting into a limo and going down those steps, and you and him almost fought for some reason.
What was that over? He was either getting people in the limo or I was getting people into the limo.
I think you guys were getting into the wrong limo.
That was it. Yeah, Dumb got into the wrong limo. And I go, Dumb, this isn't our limo. And he was just like, shut up. Yes, it is. He was wasted. I go, no, our limo is over there. He thought I was dicking with him. He's like, don't tell me what to do. I go, this is the limo over here.
And the people in that limo, like, them just got in and sat down, and there were, like, guys in this limo already, and they were about ready to fight?
Yeah. So I had to get them out of there to avoid this huge fight. And he thought I was pranking him.
So what else did you feud about?
Oh, just all this, you know, all the stuff. Back.
Do you think that you were influenced by Doogie? You weren't talking to Dumb because Doogie was
had nothing to do
bad mouthing him so much.
No, he definitely changed. I think when he was going through the whole divorce and all that, and he lost the weight, there was like a cockiness that I was just like, oh, I don't want to be a part of that. He definitely changed, Rover, from how he was the first 8 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just deal with it. I just try not to talk to him. We still get along. We still do the show.
Yeah.
But I was just, you know, you try to avoid somebody.
He showed me a picture yesterday on the aftermath.
Yeah.
Remember that picture we have of his, remember he got his, what did he get? A vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yeah, with his ball sack all swollen and purple.
And then it got real big and purple.
Yeah.
It's like an eggplant. This one?
Oh, yeah.
He showed me this uncensored picture. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my entire life. He actually didn't have a wiener.
What do you mean?
The swelling went around his wiener, and he just has a hole there.
It ate his wiener, basically.
You need to have him send you this picture. He wouldn't let me post it yesterday. It is the funniest looking thing. His wiener was completely missing. Completely missing. It was just a hole above his sack.
So it looked like he had a second belly button.
Yes, basically. And he had to urinate. It looked like a hippopotamus's ear. Like his little, it had this little belly button thing and then a hole. And he said he had to urinate like a woman. It just kind of leaked out.
Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Rover. Washington, D.C. loves you.
Thank you. We love Washington, D.C.
That's right. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, having Dumb on yesterday was a nice trip down memory lane. But I'm really glad to see Nad's back because I feel like the issues in his life and the problems that he has are much more relatable to the audience than Dumb, who, you know, his issues are just, his life is a complete train wreck. And it just, I get PTSD just listening to Dumb. It's nice to have Nad's back.
Thanks, well, I think both of them are relatable. I mean, Nads has all of his substance abuse problems. I mean, everyone seems to be addicted to opioids these days. So, you know, that's why we put Nads on the show, to cater to that drug-addled and addicted audience that's out there. Dumb is related. He went through custody stuff and child support stuff and divorce and cheating. I think people can relate to that stuff, too. I've got to take a break. We didn't get to a shizzy last hour, so we'll give you an extra shizzy, an XL shizzy, when we come back. The news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory supports a climate's right to choose. Gay warming, bans on assault marriage, and background checks for women's rights.
Where's the outrage over that?
Now back to the show.
The shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Some bad news for Bill Cosby. I'll tell you the story coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Nance told me that him and Charlie went to that Donald Trump rally. And yeah. He said he got recognized right off the bat by who?
A Secret Service agent.
Secret Service.
No way.
Recognized him.
From the show.
Dude, so sweet. Says, Nance, Charlie, what's up? And I was just expecting some Trump supporter, you know, just some toothless guy. And it turns out, sorry, no offense to the Trump supporters. It was just a Secret Service agent with the earpiece, sunglasses, suit, everything. It was so cool.
That is pretty dope. I've thought about, like, just going to those things with an earpiece and wearing a suit, you know, and just and
that's
sunglasses.
How you get shot.
Just
that's how you get taken out.
Standing around, yeah. Like, looking, you know, like you're
they
doing
would know.
Something.
The guy's working would be like,
He's not in our group.
Yeah, they would probably know, but no one else would.
The regular fans would be like, oh, he's Secret Service.
Exactly.
He was like whispering to us. He was like, I heard the show today, and I heard you guys were going to be out here. Really happy I got to see you guys.
Probably had some sort of big red alert, like Charlie's coming to this Trump rally. They know. Be on standby.
So I asked to take a picture with him, and he's like, absolutely, but you can't post it anywhere.
So then he posted it to Twitter that day, just like he wasn't going to post the injuries of his face.
Right. He promised the guy.
No, did you post that?
I did not post it.
So he listens to the Secret Service, just not me.
But his Secret own Service. Boss. Yeah. He's got guns.
So do I.
Oh, good point.
Well, speaking of Secret Service, I don't have this story in the news because I don't understand it. This whole fake news story with Donald Trump in the White House. Did you see this?
Which one's this?
The Seth Rich one?
Yes. It's so long. Like, even watching the news reporters on TV try to explain it, I get lost.
I can explain it to you very easily. Seth Rich was a guy who worked for the Democratic National Committee, the DNC.
Okay.
He was... he worked there, and he was murdered in the middle of the campaign, the presidential campaign. He's 27 years old. In order to try to say, oh, Russia didn't hack us and hack the election, and Russia didn't hack the DNC and other people and put these emails out. No, not Russia. It was this Seth Rich guy, and he was the one who must have done it and leaked it to WikiLeaks, and then they killed him.
The Clintons killed him.
The Clintons killed him.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And this has been a conspiracy theory for like a couple months now. It's really gotten huge. Our former producer, Scott Taylor, is leading the charge on it right now. He's the expert.
Yeah, he's a reporter in Washington, D.C., covering all of this stuff. Now, Seth Rich's family says this is complete hogwash because he wasn't an IT guy there at the DNC. He would have no access to this.
To John Podesta's emails.
He would have access to John Podesta's emails.
And then some other group of emails, he wouldn't have any access to any of this. So it's just, this is fake news.
And the police department in Washington, D.C. says, it looks like this, we don't know who killed him, but it looks like a botched robbery attempt to us. But, you know, the Clintons probably paid them off, the police chief and everyone, I'm sure. So you can have your conspiracy theory. That's fine. I mean, whatever. I mean, we don't know what happened, but look,
when
you make a fantastical claim like that, you have to have some evidence to back it up, something. And there's none. But Fox News has been all over, Seth Rich, and he leaked it, and he must have been the leaker, and he was killed for it, which is just... He worked for the DNC. Like, he was a Democrat.
No, he's on his way out.
He was on his way out.
He was going to quit, and on his way out, he was released all these emails, and then they killed him.
Well, that's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's not
the fact.
No, that's not the fact at all. No. That is part of the conspiracy theory, and then Sean Hannity takes this, and he keeps just talking about it over and over and over again, upsetting the family. The family's upset.
Right, and the family's like, stop it with this. This is BS. This didn't happen. This isn't true. You know, here their 27-year-old son was killed, which is bad enough, but now it's like one of these things, and there have been other deaths like this that just, they just...
Use it for agendas.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, exactly, right.
All these families are upset. I've lost my 5-year-old.
And
now
people
you're
are saying that it's a hoax.
Yeah.
A false flag operation, you know. So Fox News puts up an article on their website that quotes a detective, a private investigator, rather. And in it, they quote him as saying that there is evidence that he was killed by the Clintons or whatever, you know, because of this WikiLeaks, that he was passing stuff to WikiLeaks and all this kind of stuff. And they took Fox News, posted that on their website, and then they took it and ran with it on the air. Now the guy, that private investigator who was quoted in that, has filed a lawsuit against Fox News claiming that they just made up quotes from him.
Ugh.
In order, in conjunction with the White House, in order to propagate this conspiracy theory, and that the president was involved in this. Now, this is just a lawsuit. I don't know if any of that stuff is true, but That is the accusation in the lawsuit right now. So that's it in a nutshell.
That the president okayed it and pushed it forward to, I know it's a fake news story, Fox, but go ahead and run with it.
To try to explain, you know, no.
To cover up
Russia.
Russia
didn't hack us. It wasn't even Russia. It was this Seth Rich kid. Yeah, he did it. Yeah, Russia. I couldn't even point to them on a map. I don't know anything about Russia. We've had no contact with Russians. Haven't met with any Russians. Nothing.
Don't you think that's weird if this happened?
Well, if it happened,
who was at the White House?
This private investigator, apparently, he claims that he was at the White House, I believe, doesn't he? In his lawsuit, claimed that he had a meeting at the White House or something?
He had at least voicemails and text messages saying, this story looks good, use it, or something like that. And the White House is approving the story, I think, is what I read.
But I don't, I mean, look, anyone can put anything they want in a lawsuit. Who knows what's true or not? So I'm not putting much stock in any of that, really. Until all the facts are bared out. But I don't think that Seth Rich was the leaker. And even if he leaked the DNC stuff, how did he get all the other stuff that was leaked?
Right.
I mean, every intelligence agency says it was Russia that did it. But Fox News has the scoop. It was Seth Rich. So they're smarter than all of the intelligence agencies.
But wasn't Sean Hannity just at the White House for dinner last week?
He was. The Mooch? That's right, with the Mooch and the Donald. Pete, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Pete.
Hi, Rover. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, one shred of evidence hasn't been presented in 7 months with Russian collusion. But now the Seth Rich thing for liberals is going to be like the big conspiracy theory.
So when you say one shred of evidence, what about the email that Trump Jr. had where they say, set up this meeting, we have information from the Russian government's campaign to help your father win the election. It's explosive, damaging info against Hillary Clinton.
And Jr.
Meet with us.
And Jr. writes back, I love it.
Yeah. That's not one shred of evidence.
No. Is it illegal that he has the email?
Could be.
It could be. Seth Rich could have been killed by Hillary Clinton.
What's the evidence towards that, though?
I didn't say there was evidence, but now the liberal...
But what I'm saying, you said there's not one shred of evidence. I just gave you a shred of evidence, and you said, no, that doesn't count.
No,
the one that actually says you're colluding...
In black and white.
The one that says, yes, I love it, I love colluding with the Russians... you say doesn't exist.
No, I didn't say it didn't exist. I just said that they haven't brought that as evidence.
Who hasn't
There's
brought that?
Nothing that they brought. The special counsel Mueller has not said that.
They're not going to release that.
The special counsel Mueller hasn't said anything.
Right.
He does not comment on this.
You know why he hasn't said anything? Because there isn't anything.
No, that's complete. Are you
a professional? And
wait a second. Are you being serious right now? Do you think that the Mueller and the FBI and all these guys, that they just are in the habit of commenting and letting you, Pete, know what's going on?
No, I don't.
You think he hasn't commented because there's nothing there?
No, the problem is that you're getting all the information from the media, not Mueller himself.
Not that one email. Trump Jr. Tweeted out the email.
Yeah, Trump Jr. tweeted that.
He tweeted out the email because obviously there was nothing to
hide. No, he tweeted that out because the Washington Post was about to publish it 45 seconds later. That's why he tweeted it. Or New York Times.
Right.
Yeah, but remember, it wasn't brought up. This wasn't something like he volunteered. And in fact, they forgot about this meeting. Everyone forgot about it. Forgot about the meetings with all the Russians. Forgot about everything. Kushner forgets. Trump Jr. forgets. Jeff Sessions forgets. Everyone forgets. Very
Flynn.
Forgetful. Flynn forgets. They've all forgotten.
No evidence.
Look, Pete, I don't know whether there was anything going on or not, but to say that there's not a shred of evidence and that the Mueller doesn't comment on it because there's nothing there. No. When the investigation is done, he will comment on it, I'm sure. But they don't comment in advance. They don't comment like give you a weekly press briefing like it's a missing persons search, you know?
Sure.
Sure. So let me ask you a question. The one email that Trump Jr. had that says collusion with Russia, does that basically supersede Hillary Clinton's, all her 30,000 emails, destroying servers, smashing cell phones? She basically committed 17 felonies against the United States government.
She's not the president right now.
Really? Does that one email...
Well,
really
A, she's not the president, and B, the FBI... investigated her. I mean, take that up with the FBI. You don't trust the FBI either, right? Who do you trust? Who do you trust?
Trump's Twitter.
Who did you vote for, Rover? Who did you vote for?
Well, Hillary Clinton, obviously. Who do you trust?
For a known criminal that committed 17 felonies against the United States from the government, but should be in prison right now, because if you did the same thing, you'd be in prison.
These 17 felonies, I don't know where he's getting that. So she's been convicted of 17 felonies.
No. I said that she committed 17 felonies. They didn't convict her because obviously she's Hillary Clinton. Have you ever seen the documentary Clinton Cash?
No, I must have missed that one. I'm sure it was balanced, though. There was no agenda, and the people who put that out, whatever the documentary is, probably just middle of the road nonpartisans, right?
Well, these are all documented situations,
right?
That happened within the Hillary Clinton, Foundation and her life. Watch Clinton Cash.
Forget Hillary Clinton. She lost. That's it. What? Yeah, I don't know why you're harping on Hillary Clinton. So let's just say that's true.
Lock them both up.
Let's just say Hillary Clinton did all these horrible things. Pete, shut up for a second. Let's say Hillary Clinton did all of these horrible things. Does that mean that the president of the United States should also be allowed to do horrible things?
No, he should be locked up if he broke the law, period, point blank. But the point is that you voted for Hillary Clinton when you knew that there was overwhelming evidence brought forward that she was in collusion with Russia. And she was
now she's in collusion with Russia. Sure, okay,
that's a new
right.
One.
Now, Pete.
20% of our uranium to Russia, where they donated millions.
Who did you vote for?
Pete.
I voted for Trump because I knew that Hillary Clinton was a criminal.
How's it working out?
You voted for Hillary
Pete.
Clinton because you
oh, my God.
What he... Trump had to say.
Pete, all right. I don't even know where to go from here because...
I don't know where to go with you liberals. I mean, my God, it's like feelings hurt, words hurt.
My feelings aren't hurt.
Anymore.
You're the one crying about
You're
it.
You're the
right
one
now.
Whining. You're the snowflake right now. And this the Clinton Cash documentary is by New York Times bestselling author Peter Schweizer. Do you believe in the New York Times now?
I didn't say the New York Times.
No, that's what the entire thing's about.
I said that the Clinton Cash documentary is documented evidence of situations and things that's happened around the Clinton Foundation.
Just why do you keep talking about Hillary Clinton, though?
Just because someone put something in a documentary doesn't mean that's true either. I mean,
loose change.
You also don't... Well, wait a second. Do you believe global warming? Do you believe that man-made global warming is a big, big problem?
Yeah, I believe that there's a factor that man has on the environment, absolutely. But what I also...
But you voted for a guy that doesn't, but okay.
I voted for the only presidential candidate that wasn't under FBI investigation at the time.
Actually, he was under FBI investigation at the time. That's the funny thing. Yes,
no, he was.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. They were investigating this back in July, a year ago, before the election.
No, I don't believe that's true.
Comey,
so you don't believe that when Comey testified in front of Congress, you believe that the FBI director was lying when he said that?
What was he under investigation for in July?
His campaign.
For the campaign colluding with Russia.
Really? Because that didn't come out until after he was elected president.
No, that the FBI knew about it.
Oh, the FBI knew about it, but just didn't tell the public because...
Just like always. The FBI doesn't tell the public everything that they're doing.
Right. But Hillary Clinton had all this mounting evidence against her.
Hey, you know that she lost, right? Yeah.
Right, she did lose because she's a criminal. She should have lost.
Okay, then your guy won. So why are you bringing up the person that lost? And are you happy with everything that's happening with Trump right now?
Absolutely, I'm happy with what's happening.
What's the
Are
best
you
part?
Out of your mind? Why wouldn't you be happy?
So he hires everyone the best. He hires the brightest. Tell me about all
He must be happy with all the chaos that's going on in Washington right now and the reason why the politicians can't get nothing done.
You voted for him. Hell.
Yeah.
I vote for Trump. So, hell no.
So you like the like Scaramucci
I vote
lasting?
For Trump. Get the hell out of here.
Lasting 10 days. That to you sounds like sweet. Things are on the right track.
Have you guys looked around our country lately and seen what's going on?
Yeah, I live in our country, so
I tell you right now, I work for the Department of Defense. I work for retired military pay. Uh-huh. I know things that go on. I hear stories. I know. I look around. I see Antifa doing protests down here at the federal building. Antifa basically wants to shut down the First Amendment. You got Black Lives Matter marching in the streets, destroying. These are all bought and paid for by George Soros.
Guess what?
I mean, you guys.
Guess what?
Guys,
people can march in the street all they want.
Yeah, but when they start,
it's a free country. We have freedom of speech. Right. You could get a march together today and go march against me. You could do that.
Have you ever been to an Antifa rally?
I don't even know.
I think you're pronouncing that wrong. It's Antifa.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Go down there with an American flag one time and tell them you love America, and you'll be in for the fight of your life.
Okay. All right. Well,
those are the guys that are usually fighting the Nazis and Richard Spencer. So this guy is a Nazi lover, right?
Yeah. They basically want communism. Okay, it's the attack. It's basically the fight between the poor and the rich. They want socialism, which ultimately leads to communism. So yeah, I'm glad Trump won. I'm sad that Hillary's not in prison, because we all would be if we committed the felonies that she committed. Yeah.
You don't care at all about the email that was sent out between Trump Jr.
Listen, until Mueller comes out and says that was illegal and that he should go to jail, no, I don't.
But on a personal level, does it make you feel uneasy that he would actually talk with a Russian government?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you know why? Governments conspire against each other all the time.
Oh, my God.
To screw ourselves.
Hey, Ukraine government officials met with the Hillary Clinton.
Quit saying how about and answer the question that we're asking.
On how to bring down the
if Barack Obama... When Barack Obama was running against George W. Bush, you would have said sweet fair game if Barack Obama was colluding with a foreign adversary,
Afghanistan,
and hacking a George W. Bush's emails and campaign emails with a foreign government. You would have said sweet.
Glover, you're mistaken.
I'm asking, would you have been cool with that? You wouldn't have been calling to complain.
No, I would not have been cool with that at all.
But you're cool with it now. You're cool with it now. Okay. All right. Listen, you just said, no, I don't have a problem with that. No, that's fine. No, cool.
Let me ask you this.
All right. I've had enough of this. All right. Thank you, Pete. Get back on Reddit and get in some chat group or whatever and talk about this on there. But this is wasting my time. All right. Thank you. I can't take this anymore. I mean, it's just... Oh, my God. I just sucked up 15 minutes with this loser. Now it's time for a break. How about that?
Cleanse your palate.
I can't take this anymore.
Well, it's only the beginning.
I've got to do a Donald Trump free week.
I have so many news stories.
I can't take this anymore. I cannot stand.
He called the White House a dump. You don't want to talk about that?
No, I don't think that
you have a recording
of
that.
Allegedly.
He loves America.
Yeah.
The White House is a dump? I mean, you don't want to talk about that?
No, I don't want to talk about any of this nonsense.
Suing schools over affirmative action?
I'll talk about that.
Okay.
I saw a headline. I don't know the details about this, but.
While we were sleeping.
Jeff Sessions, I think his new crusade is to go after discrimination at I think, just based on the headline, at universities who may be favoring minorities, blacks, Asians, foreigners, and letting them in instead of white men. Yeah, I'll talk about that because I happen to agree that that is completely unfair. And it's not because I'm a white male. Anyone should be offended by this. I don't care what color you are or nationality. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Sure, you might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Doogie, I want you to tell me about that in just a moment. The what did you say? Discrimination in higher education?
The Justice Department has been directed to focus on something, and it seems like you agree with this, and it's regarding higher education and minorities.
I want to get the details. I just saw the headline on this, and I've said for years that this is just totally unfair. You can come in and you can have the same test scores. You can put in the same application, as a matter of fact, write exactly the same stuff, have the same transcripts and records for high school, the same accomplishments. And if you're a white guy, you don't get in. If you're an Asian guy, or better yet, woman, you get in. Why? Well, they weight this. They allow minorities in. They give them a higher score just because they are a minority, which to me seems wildly unfair. Nance, are you having no luck getting this person on the phone?
No luck at all. He did not respond.
Pick up the phone.
I'll keep trying.
This is a guy that says, since your fat ass screens calls all day and only lets non-intelligent idiots call in, he's going to text me, so we're calling you right now. Pick up. 7717. Pick up. I want to talk to this guy, and I promise this would be my...
I think he just sent us an email, too. I just deleted it.
This guy, well, he's a...
He said you're bald. What did he say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the same.
And Charlie should stick to his minimum wage job and play fart sound effects.
Yeah, he just emailed. I just deleted it.
Pick up the phone, you pussy. What a snowflake.
Yeah,
we're here.
Let's hear what you have to say.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
I'm going to keep calling you, so you better answer.
Maybe we can all I mean, the guy says you won't take anyone because you screen these. He just sent this text message a couple of minutes ago. Like, we're here. We're waiting for
you. Four
please,
times already, buddy. Let's go.
Please pick up the phone. 7717. Those are the last four digits of your phone number. You know who you are. Pick up the phone. Pick it up. All right. So, Nads, you keep trying.
I will do.
Charlie, you dial or whoever. Someone dial and get this guy on the line for me. And Doogie, you explain to me what's happening now with this.
So there was a report while we were sleeping that came out. It was breaking news when we woke up that the Trump administration, they're directing the Justice Department to explore whether they can sue institutions of higher education over affirmative action policies. The White House is saying that those policies are discriminatory against white applicants. This is what the New York Times is reporting.
I mean, I don't know with everything else swirling around, if I would focus my attention on this right now. But I guess the government's big. They have they can do a lot of things at the same time, I suppose. This would not be high on my priority list if I were running the government right now. But I agree so far. Go on.
So they said that there was an internal announcement to the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. And what they're doing is putting out a call to lawyers that would be interested in working on this so-called new project that would be focused on investigations and possible litigation. And that is related to intentional race-based discrimination in college and university admissions.
Let me start a couple of things with this. Number one, like I said, this would not be a high priority. If I were running the show, I'd have the Justice Department looking into things that make maybe police brutality.
Well, that's a mess they got to clean up, too.
Racism, that kind of stuff. Well, they're not going to.
The police brutality when the president said it's okay to rough people up.
Yeah, that's probably not a smart thing to say.
No.
He just said, don't be too nice.
No, he that's was very vocal. And
I
now,
heard it. I heard the clip.
Okay. And then Sarah.
So I think there are a lot of. Did you see this clip of these guys? They arrested this guy. It was a white guy for once. They didn't shoot him. He wasn't black. Let's not be silly. They put him in this chair. He's in the jail, and they put him in this chair. And did you see them tase this guy for like 50 minutes or something like that?
Until the batteries run out with it. Yeah,
that's what the guy said. I'll just tase you until the batteries and my taser run out.
Yeah. The police did?
Yeah. And this guy's like, they have him held down or strapped down to this chair.
It's a restraint chair.
Yeah, it's a restraint. He's restrained in this chair, and they're just zapping his ass over and over and over again. And when you see that story, you go, so we've suspended the guys until we can have an investigation. There's really nothing that investigation could come out with that would say, oh, yeah, that's cool. Good call, guys. I mean, you should just fire the guys immediately when that kind of nonsense happens. Immediately.
But was he resisting?
He was in,
he's in a restraint chair. It doesn't matter.
But you can spit. You can bite.
Doesn't matter. You can't tase people for mouthing off, okay? So it's disturbing. Now, I would perhaps look in, or I would form a task force to, better help both the police and the community to be safer. These body cam things, they've got to have better rules. They've got to have better equipment. They've got to have better guidelines and protocols. I mean, all this stuff is obvious. Like that woman who was shot in, where was it, Minnesota or something? She reports a possible rape, and then she ends up getting shot by the cops. The guy goes, well, she like did that on the side of the car. It scared me, so I shot her. they're very jumpy. So, I don't know, maybe it was completely justified. Doesn't sound like it, but if we would have dash cam or body cam video, we would have a much better idea. There's no excuse in 2017 why we don't have a dash cam. Dash cam should be running in a cop car 24/7. There should never be another news story where they go, dash cam video wasn't running. Didn't pick it up. Don't know what happened. Oops. That should not even, you should never see that in a story ever again. The body cam stuff, solve that. I mean, there's a way. I mean, again, it's 2017. World Star gets more police action and violence than these body cams. So there are a lot of things I would probably focus on first. And that's not saying that I'm anti-police or bashing the police. It's a small percentage of these bad cops, but it gives everyone a bad name. And by rooting out, by instituting policies that will make both the police and the public safer and will have more documentation on these things and better protocol and procedures, that actually helps the good cops do their job. You get rid of these bad dudes, as Trump calls them, right?
It's a lot of bad dudes.
Bad hombres.
Nasty women.
And it helps everyone out. So I don't know if I'd be focusing on the college stuff. But that being said, maybe there's plenty of time to do everything.
7717 turned his phone off, by the way.
Pick up, you pussy. Come on.
Maybe he's at work.
Pick up, you pussy. I don't care. Go outside. Take a smoke break. Pick up.
He had enough time to email our boss.
Right. Oh, he's emailing. He's texting. The 14-paragraph texts. You have time to do all that. Pick up your phone. Come on. Let's get to it. He knows. He's one of these guys that's a huge pussy. Won't actually pick up the phone. He likes to text. Anyhow. So, getting back to this higher education stuff. That is discriminatory. That is racism.
Against white people?
You betcha. Absolutely. There's no question. If we did the same thing, but we did it this way, if we said, all right, you can apply to University of Michigan or Ohio State or USC. All right, you can apply. You have the same grades, same accomplishments, same everything. And you hung so low, you get on your application score, you get a 50. But you, John Smith, as a white guy, because you're white, we're going to give you an extra 10 points. We're going to let you in. How do you think that would go over?
Whites are not the minority. So if we can help minorities get into college, why not?
That's not the goal. We don't just because someone is not in the minority doesn't mean that you should discriminate against them. Just because there are more whites doesn't mean that we need to treat them worse than other people. You know, what we need to do is treat everyone the same. That is the goal.
But we're not.
And I agree with that 100% fully. Treat everyone the same. In fact, I would say, why even ask race on a college application?
Colorblind, right?
Yes.
Should we score? You should black out the name. Just go by the score.
Black out the name, the race, even the gender.
Okay.
And
yeah, Doogie always says men and women are equal, right? And then she just said there, no, we're not equal.
No.
Well, what is
minority?
You're not in the minority. No. There, 50% of the population is women, okay? In fact, actually slightly more women than men, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. So you're not in the minority. So men should get a higher score than women.
10 points if you're a man.
And if you look at college admissions, more women go to college these days than men.
Oh, yeah.
By fairly significant number. So
it's always 2-1.
So why is a white man, why don't they bump up their score to say, hey, not enough men are in college these days. Let's let men skate in a little bit easier than everyone else. Just because, you know, they're men and they're the minority.
I wonder what the admissions policy was at Trump University.
What?
Oh.
It was, as long as he can pay me for this crap course, we don't care. He was colorblind.
Just like green.
Green. That's all they cared about. So I believe I think that this is, look, I don't know if I'd launch a whole big thing, but maybe that's what you need to do to change this policy. And I think that this is good. Justin at West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment a little bit on the affirmative action thing. I think you're completely right. It is discriminatory against I'm Hispanic, and I still think that it's discriminatory towards, you know, you talk about institutional racism. If you really want to look at, you say institutional racism, it's pretty vague. If you look at any, you know, name the institution that's racist, I mean, you can really say that one is one that is racist towards white people, and it's hard to find one that's racist the other way. But
is not only universities, but police departments, fire departments, they do this. They give higher scores to minorities. If you are, let's say you're a black guy and you want to become a firefighter.
Right.
And you go through the whole thing and you test at number 25. There's 24 people above you. They did better than you. But you're the first black guy on the list. They skip over the first 24 and they go right to you and hire you.
Yep.
It's funny that you said that, because Adam Carolla and Ben Shapiro just went on. They just spoke before Congress about the First Amendment, and Adam Carolla brought this up. He said before he was in showbiz or anything, he went and applied for a fire. He goes, I want to talk about my white privilege, you know, being sarcastic. And he brought up that he went and applied for a firefighter position, and they said, we'll get back to you in like 7 years.
And, 7 years.
And he said he was working construction for like 7 years, and he got the call, and he said, just for, you know, poops and giggles, he went down there and did the thing. He's standing in line, and he said there was a woman of color behind him, and he said, you know, told her that he'd been waiting for 7 years. And he said, when did you fill out the application? And she goes, Wednesday.
He's like, so that's my my white privilege.
Yeah, look, I don't have any problem if there's a police department or a fire department or any group, and they look at it and they go, you know, everyone who works here, it's nothing but white men. If they want
to deal with the people,
if they want to have a program to say we want to diversify, we want to reach out to the black community and say, hey, here's a great career option for you. You could be a police officer, help your community, have a steady income, and you do all of that, and you want to have some sort of outreach program to recruit, just like the military. They go out and they recruit people. They recruit at high schools and everything. The difference is you don't go, all right, we want to reach out, and you can score a 70% on your test and get in, and someone else, a white guy, can score 100, and you're out. I got a big problem with that. I have no problem with diversifying things, and it's good, I think, that –
And it
you have people from. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean racism if there's a certain amount of group of people in a certain, like women go into teaching at a much higher rate than men do, or you know, there's more people, more men.
And I would say if they want to have an outreach program for men to become teachers, and they want to go and tell guys, maybe guys are, you know, maybe they go to high schools and colleges, and they say, maybe you haven't thought about being a teacher, but you should think about it. Here's why. Fantastic. But if the day that they go, yeah, you know what? If you want to become a teacher and you apply and you're a man, you get in, but because you just automatically get a higher score than a woman who wants to be a teacher, that's bogus. That's
I wanted to bring up one other point.
Sure.
You know, when you do that in colleges, and I actually have to disagree a little bit, Asians actually have to score higher as well. They have to score a higher SAT score to get into colleges than people of other color.
Mm-hmm. And, Asians do, you said?
Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
It is true.
Because so many Asians are in colleges. I mean, they
a lot of Asians.
And their parents, I had a lot of Asian friends growing up.
It's the
and their parents are like, you study, you son of a bitch. Yeah. I'm going to whip your ass.
And that's where it really should start. You know, that's where it really needs to start.
Yeah, well, they're doing something right. I mean, if they're all going to college, I mean, if nothing but Asians are getting into colleges, you shouldn't look at it of, hey, let's try to even it out by letting other people in who scored less. You should go, what are these Asian parents doing to their kids that is making them go to college?
Yeah.
And thank you, Justin. I appreciate it. Thank you. Justin's a smart guy. I think he wanted to say something else, but I don't know.
Speaking of
smart. Jeffrey.
I think the reason why Asian parents push their children into college is because I think it's in their culture that it sort of brings honor to their families and everything like that. So they push them to learn and learn as much as they can to do that because I think it's like it's in the family's kind of like in the family's DNA or something like that. That's my guess.
Could be.
And this whole affirmative action thing, I think when it comes to jobs, I think it doesn't matter if the person's gay, straight, black, white, male, or female. You want to pick the best candidate for that particular job, not based on any of those other factors, but you want to make sure you get the best qualified person. If I was running an airline and I had the choice between a black guy, a white guy, a gay guy, or straight guy, I'm going to pick the guy that can fly that airplane and get the people from point A to point B, not crash a thing and not be a terrorist.
What if it's a girl with huge boobs? You're not going to pick her first over the smartest
guy? If she has the same high degree of acumen to fly an airplane, especially a large, complex passenger aircraft that a guy can do.
Yeah, that bumps her up a little bit if she has huge knockers. Yeah. No one has a problem with that. Yeah.
I'm being honest here, but yeah, like I said, one time I remember I did airline catering. I came across a United Airlines flight with an all female crew, which was a first in the airline business.
Walking to any car dealership.
Pilots being female.
And the receptionist.
Always a hot female.
Hot. Now, do you think that smoking hot 19-year-old answers phones any better than anyone else?
No.
She looks hot.
No, she's there to look so hot that, you know.
That's right. You want
to
go back to that dealership.
Right.
And be like, damn, that chick was freaking hot. I'm going to go back there and just pretend I'm looking at a car because I want to strike up a conversation with Buffy, the receptionist. Eric, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Ned.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, I didn't catch the whole thing of why you're calling people a pussy, Rover, but you, of all people, shouldn't be trying to call any pussy out. Don't you admit yourself to being the biggest pussy there is?
Well, yeah.
I'm the second biggest pussy behind 7717, who texts in and trash talks me, but then can't pick up the phone. And he's like, oh, you won't pick up. You won't take my call. You screen the calls. I go, all right, fine. Let's call this guy. Let's get him on.
Left a voicemail. I've texted and I called him about 20 times, and he won't answer his phone.
Yeah.
You'll call him. You're just a phone warrior, Rover.
It's better than a text warrior. At least I'll confront the people. I picked up your call. You want to trash talk me? I picked you up, right?
I'm just calling you out. I'm not calling you saying that.
What are you calling me out on?
That you're a pussy calling someone a pussy.
Well, he already admits
that. That's the pot calling the kettle black.
Takes one to know one, right? That's the whole thing.
Look, if I were that big of a pussy, I wouldn't pick up the phone to let you call me a pussy.
Huh?
That's what it is. And
you're an idiot.
Thank you, Eric. He's got all the one-liners there. Let me take a break. We've got a lot of people on the phone that want to talk, but try and get to some people here. Tucci, I don't know if we're going to get to a shizzy all morning long.
That's fine.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. If you don't get a hold of 7717, try during this break, and then I'll just read you the text message of why I go, oh, call this guy. Call this guy.
Okay.
I'll just read it. This is what we're dealing with. I want you to realize what we're dealing with here. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
Douchey do his shizzy this hour, finally, in just a few minutes. Bree, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bree.
Hey, good morning, Rover. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, thanks. I'm a fan of you guys' show, but sometimes I hear some things from you guys, and I'm just like, I want to understand if I'm hearing what I think I'm hearing. Because I just caught some snippets of just before the commercial, and it sounded like that, Rover, you were saying, and some of the people that called in, it sounded like you were saying basically that racism doesn't exist anymore and we should stop giving handouts to minorities and they should just work harder. Is that what you're saying, basically, like the gist of it?
No, I believe racism certainly exists, but I don't think that you combat racism by giving certain groups special privileges over other groups. I don't buy that that's the way to solve the problem.
Okay, so what do you think is a better solution, or what's a good way to solve racism in your mind?
Look, you'll never solve racism, period. I mean, I don't know what more you can say about that, but
as humans
have been on this earth, they have figured out ways to hate one another based on race or religion or where they come from. We will never, certainly not in your lifetime, in my lifetime, and in fact, I would venture to say ever, because it's not in our human nature, we will never combat racism. I mean, look in the black community itself. If one guy is too dark, he's black, but he's like really dark.
Yeah.
They ostracize that guy. You're too black.
I can understand what you're saying.
And if you're mixed, you're not black enough. I mean,
so then what would you say? What would you suggest the repercussions should be for people who are born into a class and into a system of racism that they can't change, and they're born into a class where they're assigned the inferior identity. So what would you suggest they do?
I think that what you do is you attempt to excel as best you can. And I know
that you admit is racist. Within a system that you admit is racist, so as best.
No, I don't think it's what system is racist. I mean, certainly not the college admissions. That's not racist. If anything, it's skewed away from white people. That would be racist.
Okay, so where does racism exist then? So then, because that's why I just called. I said
it exists there. Racism exists everywhere, and it exists in college admissions where. They favor minorities over white people for the same or better test results.
Okay, so again, in a country where, right, you have a population of white people that's probably over 70%, right, and a population of affluent people that are majority white. So when you talk about excelling as best you can, and you look around and you go to, like, I don't know, Avon Lake, and you are a black person, a dark person, and you look around in this affluent neighborhood and you don't see any reflections of yourself, so then your mind, as best you can, is not going to be as good as this. It might be, say, I don't know, South Euclid.
Well, it might be, I don't know if that's true. There are plenty of rich black people walking around. There are a lot of rich black people.
Are there plenty? Statistically, would you say that they're just as proportionate within the black community of wealthy people as they are within the white community? And would you say they're just as proportionate as the broader population? You know, like, say, white people are 70% of the population, and let's say 10% of those people are rich. And let's say if black people are 10% of the population, so then at least 1% of those people are rich.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would.
Right. So how can you speak on things like you make such bold statements, but you don't have the facts?
What was the bold statement that I made? Try harder. That's a bold.
You said that minorities are disproportionately favored over white people in college, but then when I asked,
but that's true. That's true.
So how does that translate to wealth or to a living, making a living in this country? How does that translate to being able to live and thrive and build wealth?
I don't know, because it's a relatively, in the grand scheme of things, new phenomenon. We weren't doing that 50 years ago, so I don't know. You tell me.
Are white people becoming less wealthy because of this policy?
The ones that didn't get into college because they were passed over by someone with a lower score who was a minority. They're probably losing wealth.
So then people who go to college, they all become wealthy.
No, not all of them. Certainly not all of them. Why would you say that?
But
would you say that as a general rule, those who go to college are wealthier than those who don't?
I would say as a general rule, those who are born into a white family in America.
But just forget, for whatever question you're going to ask me, you can ask that in a minute, but just answer the question. As a general rule, are people who go to college wealthier than those who don't?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, the answer is yes.
Studies show.
The answer is yes. So therefore, it stands to reason that if you are a white person and you couldn't get into a college because you were passed over by a minority who had a lower score than you, but they got in because they were a minority, okay. It would stand to reason that you would lose wealth because of that.
So this is such an issue that out of the hundreds of colleges across the country, black people are taking up all the spots and white people can't get in. Where are the numbers on that? So now we're going to have predominantly black colleges all over the country now? Where are the numbers on that? You're saying that white people are
females and Asians college? Make up massive proportions of college students these days.
Now let me ask you, who makes up the mass proportion of wealth? Because that's the real issue, right? Who cares about college if you can't get money afterwards? So who makes up the mass proportion of wealth in the country? And if college translates to wealth, then who's the richest? So now black people are getting rich?
I don't even know why Bree is arguing with me, because I am fairly sympathetic to the plight of the black man and woman. More so than many people, but
so is wealth proportionate in the country? Would you say is it pretty fair and equal?
Well, I don't know what these statistics on that are. I would say that if
the other study, so you should give
well, wait a second. If there are going to be much more rich white people, as you say, because there's just more white people. So,
oh, and why is that? That's a good statement to make, because that's an interesting thing too. Why is there more white people in this huge country, and white people are typically from the smallest continent in the entire world? How does it end up that there's more white people here than any other race or culture?
Because white countries colonized the United States.
And they colonized Africa, too, but they're not overabundance of white people. They're disproportionate to the people.
Parts
who
of Africa they colonized, but...
Who is she upset with?
Yeah, I mean, why is that like a surprise that there are more white people here than black people? What do you think? What's your answer for that?
I don't know. I mean, from the information that's been put out there and what I've seen...
Is it our secret black extermination program that we have going on?
If it's a secret, then I wouldn't know, would I? But a lot of what's been put out there is that it has a lot to do with racism. And, Doogie, I'm not upset, just to let you know.
Wait a second. Wait. Hold on, Brie. Wait a second. So you're telling me that there are more white people in the United States than black people because of racism?
No, that's not what I said. I said that the information that's put out there has assigned a large part of it to racism. And I don't know. Is that completely out of...
But, well, how would that even make sense?
Is that completely crazy?
How would that make sense?
The Civil War, the Jim Crow.
When we got here,
the KKK, who have been already proven that a lot of KKK over decades have been public officials, judges, police officers.
Okay, that's fine, but you're talking about population numbers. Okay. I mean, it's just...
Right.
Right. I don't think that.
So what happened to us? I mean, so what happened to
nothing.
Us?
There has never been. There have never been like 50% of the population of the United States was black, and now it's dwindled down to 10. That didn't happen.
The slaves never outnumbered the colonialists.
Hmm.
And there's a guy called Dr.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Did they?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
She's saying that.
You're telling me that slaves outnumbered white people.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you. It doesn't sound like a logical explanation, so that's why I'm asking. Okay. Maybe you know that that's true, but it doesn't sound like that would be true.
What I can tell you is there is an expert.
If that were true, I would assume they would have just taken over. They would have gone, okay. Hey, let's get Kunta and his group over here, and I'll get my group over here, and we'll just
here's some racial
kill
makeup
the
of the maybe country in 1840, if you'd like to hear it.
Brie, hold
maybe
on. Would you like to hear the census, the race makeup from what year?
1840.
Does that go back far enough?
I want to hear it, but let's
hear this.
I'll talk
ahead,
first,
Charlie.
14 million whites and 2.8 million blacks.
Okay.
By 1860, it had increased to 3.9 million slaves, representing 12.6% of the total population.
Okay. So it never disappeared. It's not like we go, you know what? Let's send those blacks back to Africa. That didn't happen. They never outnumbered white people. So it makes sense that there are more white people. I'm not saying that there weren't bad. Obviously, there were bad things done to black people. Still bad things done to black people.
But you're just saying that they shouldn't get privileges for those black things, or there shouldn't be anything.
Yeah, I don't think they should.
For those bad things that was done to them.
No.
So then, you also don't have.
How far back are we going to go? Are you going to? Should we compensate every American Indian that was? You know, great 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 grandfather was killed in a battle. Should we do that, Brie?
Okay, so your solution within a system that directly benefits people like you is just do the best you can. If you're not a white man or a heterosexual white male who came from a middle-class family, just do the best you can, and nothing we can do to change that. And you don't deserve any sort of special...
If you were listening to what I said, and you were listening carefully, I said I have no problem with programs that attempt to diversify and that diversity is a good thing. When you are going to school or working with people who are dissimilar to you from other cultures, races, opposite sex, different religion. It gives you a broader view of the world, which is a good thing. However, I don't think that we should say, well, you're a white guy. You scored 99% on your admission test for to become a firefighter. But we have to skip all the way down to number 32 on the list, who got 84%, and he's a black guy, so we're going to hire him, not you.
Okay.
That doesn't sound fair to me.
You guys are so good at statistics. Now, you should find a statistic that says where this is, how much this actually happens, how much that actually happens.
You can use a little tool we have called Google, which is
0.01% of the cases. Yeah, but I'm not on the radio with a broad platform where I'm speaking to thousands of people and telling them misinformation without facts to back it up. So how many cases does that actually happen? You're making this bold statement like
that's not a bold statement. That is
a white guy gets a 99.
No one would disagree that that is happening. No one. So if it happens in one case, is that okay with you?
So if it happens in one case and then in 1,000 cases, black people get passed over or they get...
But if they got passed over specifically because they're black, that would be a problem. Yeah. If they got passed over because they didn't score as well as everyone else, not a problem.
So if that happens in 1,000 cases and then the one case where it happens the other way around is just... completely out of line. That's just preposterous.
But see, you're missing the point. It's not happening in 1,000 other cases. If the highest score, well, wait a second. If the highest,
black, so then racism doesn't exist.
If the highest score,
getting mistreated because they're black.
I don't know how you could even talk to this woman on a regular basis.
Like, dating her?
Could you date her and like no. you'd go out to dinner and you'd try to have a conversation and she would might ask, well, how was your day? And you go, well, I got to work. And then she would immediately just jump in and start talking about her day and not let you get a word in edgewise.
Nobody's dating me. I'm like 0.2% of the population. So don't worry about me. I'm not a threat to anything.
What does that mean?
Nobody's dating me.
What does that even mean? I don't even understand that. You're 0.2% of the population. What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means that there's probably 100 million people that are opposite of me that you could date.
Are you a lesbian?
That's totally outnumber me.
I don't know what I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
That means as far as anything you want to name, class, race, sexuality, the dating pool is so big enough that you don't got to worry about people like me. You're not going to come across too many of those. Is what I'm saying.
Are you a unit?
I'm talking about anyone that dates you.
What are you?
Not too many people are going to come across a person like me today. That's what I'm saying. And we're a dying breed. And, you know, as long as...
What are you? What's the dying breed? What are you that is 0.2% of the population? What is that even? So...
As long as things go status quo and people who grow up in great neighborhoods and go to great schools and get into college and then get great jobs... And
see, this is what happens. You get distracted.
Special privileges,
so, Bree, let me ask you. So... The 1,000 people in this example that you gave, that are the black people that are being passed over, and that's a travesty, unlike the one white person passed over. The difference is, in those 1,000 cases, the black people aren't getting passed over because they're black. They're getting passed over because their score is lower than the people who are hired.
Okay, so this goes back to my original question with the call of that black people aren't mistreated specifically because they're black in this country. So racism against black people or people of color is non-existent.
No, I did. Why can't those two things be true? That black people are passed over if they have lower scores and there is racism. That's not mutually exclusive.
Because then you say that there's racism, but you don't name any situation or instances where it occurs.
I could name lots of instances where racism occurs.
They didn't do good.
Would you like me to name instances of race where racism occurs? I'll give you a couple. How about this? If you're arrested and you're a black guy, you're probably going to go to jail, unlike me, a white guy. Okay, she can't even hear this.
No,
like, I'm like actually talking to her, and she can't hear it because she's babbling.
You gotta stop.
You're talking about the police. I said besides the police.
Just listen.
Besides the police. All right, where racism occurs. See, I couldn't hear her because she was babbling.
Motor mouth.
She wants me to come up. Well, all right, let's see. Besides law enforcement issues, well, that's the glaring one. I believe that, you know, look, racism exists in other ways as well, but...
Can't name them. All right.
Well, look, of course there are people who just hate black people, but guess what? There are a lot of black people that hate white people, too.
And those people aren't in a position to affect those black people's lives at all in a way that they would need any sort of accommodations or special privileges.
So,
is that what you're saying?
So you're telling me that if indeed there are a bunch of black people who hate white people, it's no big deal because they're not in a position to affect them.
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't call in and
sounded like it.
I called in to ask you questions about the statements you're making. So
I'm answering every question.
And I'm asking you if racism, you just said, I said name the instances where racism exists for black people, because it's obviously not in college admissions. That's not because they're black. That's just because they're too stupid to get a high enough test score. So where are the instances that it's specifically because they're black? And if you can't name any...
If, Bree, I would tell you that there's racism in college admissions if black people were getting higher scores and weren't being admitted to college and white people were getting in, that would be racism. Is that happening, according to you?
So it sounds like what you're saying is that racism against black people doesn't exist in this country in a way that's relevant enough that they deserve any sort of special privileges or accommodations.
I think everyone should be treated equally. Is that so unusual to you and so unfair and so foreign to you?
Are they? Is everyone treated equally?
They should be. I'm not saying that they are. I'm not saying that they are.
Okay.
But do you believe everyone should be treated equally? Is that what you're fighting? I assume you're a black woman. I don't know, but.
0.2%.
Well, just like,
is that right? I don't know.
Just like you said that.
She won't answer anything I ask. I ask very simple questions, and she just will not answer. Are you a black woman?
No, I'm not going to answer your questions, but I'll just.
Why will you not answer? I've sat here for 15 freaking minutes, 20 minutes answering your call, answering your question. Why won't you answer my question?
That's an important issue for me to know and for the broader society to know, is that, is this really a thing then? Everything we hear about all the...
Answer my question. Are you a black woman?
Country,
are you a black woman?
Not be real.
Are you a black woman?
But if you want to hang up on me...
Are you a black woman?
So you're embarrassed to be black?
That's right. She doesn't want to fess up to it because she hates her own race so much.
Shame on you.
I appreciate you guys taking the
She's
time
ashamed to say that she's a black woman. She hates blacks.
I hope that...
You should just hang up on yourself.
You guys are outstanding. I just hope that...
Why won't you answer the question? I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't get it.
Like, we let you talk for a half hour, and we just want one question answered. Why not answer it?
I don't see what it has...
We want to know where the position you're coming from is.
More fuel for your jokes?
No. What position? Nobody's joking.
This is crazy. She's crazy. She's a lunatic.
Yeah, what position are you coming from? It would help the situation. What position are you coming from?
We would like to know why... What? Yes.
I don't have a position. I'm from the same position as Rover. I think everybody should be treated equally.
Okay. So, if that's true... If that's true, why then do you think... You said everyone should be treated equally... Why then do you think that if a black person scores 85 on an admissions test and a white person scores 95, the black person should get in?
I don't think that. I mean, I didn't say that I think that.
You've just been arguing about it for 20 minutes about it.
What I asked is if racism is even relevant enough for that to be a thing, if it exists. If racism doesn't exist.
Racism does exist. No one denies that.
If black people aren't being mistreated and their lives aren't being compromised due to racism, then no, they shouldn't get anything. Screw them. Do the best you can. Right? I mean, that sounds like what you're saying.
But I'm asking. She just refuses. So you said treat everyone equally. So for you, black people should not be allowed in with a lower score then, correct?
For me... People should not be allowed to do anything corrupt. So, I mean, if you want to talk about equality and fairness and justice, then nobody should be doing anything corrupt.
I didn't ask about corruption. I asked. So if everyone is getting treated fairly, you cannot have like a regular conversation here. If you believe that everyone should be treated fairly to you, is it fair that black people get in with a lower score?
If racism towards black people does exist and negatively impacts their lives and their ability to move ahead, then yes.
Okay. So in other words, can I paraphrase your belief? I think I can wrap it up in a nutshell.
Please.
So because one...
Because I never gave you my belief.
I'm going to give it to you right now. Please, let me do the speaking for once.
Tell me what I believe. Tell me
you believe that because one group...
I'm not mansplaining at all, telling people, women what to
do. Have you gone to mansplaining?
Tell me what I believe and tell me what I think and explain that.
You can tell me if I'm wrong. You believe that because one group is treated unfairly in some regards in society, that therefore the remedy is to treat other groups unfairly to get back at them.
No, that's wrong.
Oh, my God.
But I do think there should be some remedy. I mean, if
you just, no, because that is your belief based on what you told me with test scores.
I could tell you if you're wrong or not. And then when I tell you you're wrong, you're like, no, you just said that. That's your belief.
Because you want to explain yourself.
This is a flaw in your logic. See, I'm explaining to you, I'm explaining your beliefs better than you're explaining your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I do have to mansplain for her.
Is she even a woman?
In order to have a belief on something, you have to know what's actually even true or false. You have to know the facts and the information.
Yes, Jeffrey wants to ask you out on a date. He believes you're a black woman, even though she won't answer the question. Jeffrey loves black women. Jeffrey, what do you want to say?
Maybe if I can help her chill out a bit. Maybe I can motorboat her. Maybe she might be able to chill out a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Sexist.
Because, when it comes to women, I don't discriminate. I mean, a black girl, a white girl don't matter to me. But I do love black girls.
Oh, just because she's a black woman, you think you can motorboat her like she's some sort of slave like Thomas Jefferson used to do? Is that what you think?
No, I'm motorboat black girls, white girls, Chinese girls. Don't matter about the girl's ethnicity.
Yes.
Don't matter.
Jeffrey, how many
boobs, big or small.
Work at your fence job. How many black people work at your fence job, Jeffrey?
What'd you say?
How many black people work at your fence job?
Okay. We had one guy that we had one black guy that worked there.
Oh, one guy.
And, yeah, but he didn't show up to work, so they had to let him go.
Oh, Jeffrey,
what are you saying?
No, he left on his own accord, I believe. So.
How many people worked there total? 20?
And there was. We're small. We're
how many people worked there?
I would say the average about at least 25, 30 people.
25 or 30 people. Okay. All right.
And the guy that owns it lives here in Cleveland, right? It's his local small business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, our company's been in business for since 1949.
Okay. How many of his colleagues and associates who are also local small
we have a wide array of customers of different ethnicities and economic backgrounds.
I didn't say customers, I said colleagues. How many other local small business owners of his friends and associates are also black?
That I don't know.
There's black business owners.
Perhaps, Bree, part of the problem is that there is not, you know, you don't have people out there in the community encouraging entrepreneurship, encouraging education, encouraging this kind of stuff. Maybe if the focus wasn't on getting into the NBA and rap music, maybe there would be more minority business owners. Did you ever think about that?
I have thought about that. So has Dr. Claude Anderson. So has Dr. Umar Johnson. So has Charlemagne the God from The Breakfast Club. So has a ton of people in the main sector right now. Angela Rye.
I don't know who any of these people, but what is that? Okay, so if they're thinking about it, I'm not the only one thinking about it. Maybe that's a problem. Now.
Okay, I called to ask you if this is such an issue, but yet if also racism is also an issue, then what's a better solution?
The solution, all right, I'll give you the solution. And here it is. And I've given this. I said this 30 minutes ago, but I'll say it again.
Got to do the best they can.
The solution is not to discriminate against other people, whether it's another race or another sex or another religion. That's not the answer. The answer, you did, because by definition, you're discriminating if you let people in because they're black and they have a lower score than white people and you let them in, that's discriminating against white people. The solution, the non-discriminatory solution, is that if any group of people is underrepresented or underperforming in any aspect of society, that you have a program that reaches out and encourages those people to excel in education or business ownership or college admissions or whatever. It's not like, hey, we're going to screw white people or Asians or men or women just so that this one group, whoever that group is, so that they can get their shot. No, you don't do that. You reach out to the group that isn't doing as well, and you try to implement things that will help them out.
Okay, I think that's a great idea, and I think that should be encouraged and promoted more. It's sometimes I think resolving or solving something that you see that you don't like or that's not working, instead of focus on what you don't like, is focus on what you would rather see.
Bree, does it make you, how about this?
Instead of the problem.
Bree, you know that
we have all these callers complaining, but you're not offering any solutions.
I just did. That was my solution. Reach out.
You just did because I asked you to, but no, I appreciate it.
No, I did that 30 minutes ago, but you probably didn't hear it because you were talking so much. Bree, does it make you feel better? This is my last question for you. We have Rolling Glory One, our bus, and one of the bus drivers that I employ is a black guy. Does that make you feel better?
I didn't feel bad in the beginning. I feel great.
Well, you're asking how many black people Jeffrey's job employs.
Hey,
why didn't you ask me?
Kudos, Rover. Kudos.
Thank you. All right. I'm doing what I can. You know?
What do you do for work? Can you say?
I listen. I'm a business owner, actually.
Oh, well, you said there's no black business owners.
What kind of business? Well, we don't even know if she's black. She refuses to answer if she's black.
I appreciate your time today.
What kind of business do you have?
For the most part, you guys have good content.
Bree, what kind of business do you have? Now I'm just curious about Bree.
Commercial cleaning.
All right.
Do you have any black employees? You better.
I don't have any employees. Oh. I don't have any employees.
Okay. Well, you need to go hire a white person today because you're racist. You don't hire any white people. So no white people. And we make up 70% of the population and you don't employ one white person. What does that say about you? Racist.
I don't hire anybody. It says my business ain't doing that well.
All right. Well,
clearly, because you're nuts.
Can you imagine, just I could see Bree coming to clean my house or clean my business, and she would just be completely mental the whole time.
She sees your family pictures and sees no black people in any of the pictures, or loses it.
Just whatever product you might have.
I appreciate all people. I want to see all people.
Oh, so you like Mr. Clean on this cleaning product? You like white guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. So you'll put Aunt Jemima in the pantry. Oh yeah, you'll relegate her there, but you have Mr. Clean doing the dirty. Okay. All right.
People who own those companies did well for themselves and good for them.
All right. All right, Bree, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Bree. All right. Thank God she's only 0.02% of the population, because if she made up the majority of people calling into the show, I'd kill myself.
I was going to ask her. I don't want
no more questions for her. No more.
Yeah.
He wants to hook her up with Brother ADX. Oh.
Yeah, that would be
that's
debate
a
to have.
Made in heaven right there. Could you imagine that?
Oh, I would love to be the fly on the wall for that date.
Oh my God.
Let's see how these two would get. I thought they would be a match made in heaven. I think we found Brother ADX a perfect girl if he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Let me take a break. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
They're all normal people.
Astronomical expectations.
Swift kick to the nuts.
I squeezed that turtle head.
You're a drug courier.
Yep, all perfectly normal. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh my God. What a day. Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Yo, Rover, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, man. I just wanted to comment on that conversation you just had with that woman, Bree. That was the fall of humanity incarnate.
Yeah, that was very, very painful.
It seemed to me like she was, without even being aware of it, she was promoting racism without even being aware of it.
Well, she also brought up people like Charlemagne the God. Now, I know this guy because he happens to work for this company. And she's like, black people are discriminated against. We don't get anything. Charlemagne the God probably makes a couple $1 million a year.
At least.
You know?
Right. Yeah, like, yeah, okay. He's talking statistics and all this stuff. And it's like, if you think about it, it's like a bag full of marbles. You got 20 green marbles, 5 red marbles, and 2 blue marbles or anything, something like that, and you reach in the bag, you're most likely going to pull out a green marble, right?
That's true, yes.
Same concept. So she's talking about there are, you know, 14 million white people and 2 million black people, but it's unfair because the rich white people outnumber the rich black people. It's just simple statistics right there.
Charlemagne makes $3 million a year.
Oh, $3 million
a
year.
What's his net worth?
10.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going back to renegotiate my contract now that I've heard that.
Rover the God.
Yeah. I mean, boy, if anything, I'm being discriminated against by iHeart. They're paying me less because I'm white.
Well, you're not allowed to be discriminated against because you're white.
Right? Ah, that's true. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Look, you know, sure, there's a lot of racism exists. I mean, if you look at it, let me think about it. You know, the place where they do the Masters golf tournament, they didn't allow black people to be members there until like 10 years ago or something.
Augusta.
Like, yeah, I mean, so that would be an example of racism. There's all sorts of examples of racism, but you don't fix it by discriminating, you know. As the old saying goes, two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, and it also explains the reason why George Carlin says that golf is an arrogant, elitist pastime.
Can't do it. Thank you. Charlie was not able to reach the 7717 person, but let me just read you this text message because I got to move on and talk about some other things here. I want to tell you about, we're heading out to Binghamton today.
Yeah.
Binghamton, New York, going there for our first trip ever to Binghamton.
I'm excited.
Oh my gosh.
I think I've changed my mind on the hot air balloon. I think I'm gonna go in one.
They're arranging it. Yeah.
You have to. Gonna go?
Scary, man. I'm really scared of this thing.
No, you have to go in that, dude.
I'm scared too, but it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I get pretty freaked out about heights.
Snitch like scaring like if he falls.
And that's not far away. That's right up close. Yeah. That's what I land.
So we are heading to Binghamton, New York. I'll give you the details on that in just a second. And Williamsport, Pennsylvania, too. So after we're in Binghamton for the weekend, then we're heading to Williamsport. Never been there either.
That's going to
be
awesome.
Let's see what that's all about.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they'll call me up. They'll call from Williamsport, and they'll go, I don't know why you want to come here. Nothing going on. I'm like, hey, I like going places. I like meeting people. I love this kind of stuff. Corey, I really enjoy it.
Corey told me he went to Williamsport. That's where he'd meet up with his wife because she lived in New York or something. That was halfway.
They'd meet halfway, yeah.
And tons of fans out there. He'd wear his hoodie and tons of people would come up to him. So
awesome. Corey the board op.
Yes. Yeah. So I'll give you details on that in just a moment here. 7717. Wrote, we weren't able to get him on the phone. We tried, but since your fat ass screens calls and only lets these non-intelligent idiots to call in, and you constantly bash Trump left and right with no facts, explain this. The stock market has gained more points since Election Day than the entire Obama term. 4,600 points gained since Election Day versus 4,400 during the entire Obama administration. Unemployment rate lowest in 16 years. Illegal border crossings down 70%, blah, blah, blah. But you don't use facts, you ugly idiot. You continue to watch MSNBC and get your facts that way. Your little sound guy should stick to his minimum wage job and play fart sounds. Well, let's hit him with some facts, shall we? The stock market has gained more points since Election Day than the entire Obama term. Fact? I think that might be fiction. Let's see. When Obama entered office January 20, 2009, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 7,949. Thank you, Charlie. When he left office, it was at 19,732.
Huh.
Now, quick math would tell you that's an increase of about 12,000 points. Since Election Day, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 21,900. So it's gone from 19,000 something to 21,000 something. So up 2,000. So how does that equal a fact? Let's see here. He also says unemployment, the lowest rate in 16 years. Let's look at unemployment rates when Obama took office. When he entered in January 2009, unemployment was, when Obama took office, it was 7.6%. When Obama left office, I don't have that in front of me. I closed that window. I'm sorry. Oh, man, where did that go? Sorry, I don't have it. But let's just say it was cut down to 4-something, all right? So these guys' facts are just complete BS. 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 All right. That's enough about that. All right. Oh, my God. I have a flow chart of what's happening on this trip.
It's crazy.
All right. So, listen. Binghamton. We're coming. We're invading Binghamton, New York.
Tonight.
I mean, we won't get in there until 3 o'clock in the morning or something, but tomorrow morning, we will be broadcasting live from Binghamton. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Rumble Ponies game. That's what the minor league baseball team is named, Peter. Okay. The Rumble Ponies.
Is the name Rumble Ponies?
That's right. That's hardcore. They don't mess around out there.
Jeffrey, you know about My Little Ponies, right?
No, there's also a
who do we play tomorrow?
A Toledo minor league team called the Mud Hens.
Right.
Oh, wow.
You're not going
what
to
other
Toledo?
Minor league teams can you name?
Lake County Captains, Erie Crushers.
Oh, that's great.
That's really interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Although I don't follow minor league baseball though.
Lots of different baseball teams have lots of different names, don't they?
No. Really?
There's the Red Sox and then there's the White Sox.
That's the majors.
Do you think if we search his iPad, we would find RPP, Rumble Pony porn? Like he had My Little Pony porn on his iPad?
No. It's quite an interesting name for a minor league baseball team, though. But looking forward to seeing all our fans out in Binghamton and Williamsport.
Thank you, Jeffrey. So Thursday night, I'll throw out the first pitch going to that baseball game. So we'll be there for a while. And put it right down the middle. Probably sign me up on the spot contract. At least a one day deal. I'll probably be starting the next Rumble Ponies game. I'll be in uniform.
Have you decided? You're gonna throw the heat?
I don't know.
Give
I need
the heater.
I don't know.
Or are you gonna just lob it?
Oh, you can't. What are you gonna underhand it?
Better chance of making it to the plate.
Yeah, I'll roll it.
Yeah.
First guy ever to bowl it down.
Let's see here. And then Friday, we will be broadcasting live once again from Binghamton. We will, we'll be at the iHeartRadio tent at Speedy Fest that afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. Can we just put the bus right next to the tent so that I could just be at the bus?
It'll be fine.
I know, I'm being serious here. Because you know how much I love sitting in tents.
You'll be fine. Everyone's going to be there. So
I know.
On Friday.
That's why you're in a little 10 by 10 tent, and everyone from the show is in there.
No, it'll be
fine. That's what I'm saying. Just park the
bus
right next to
it. And people can see us really easily if they see the big bus.
See,
right.
All good.
Park okay. the bus where they are. Right next to the tent.
Because we might be at the
we'll
tent.
We'll put the awnings out. We'll put our little chairs out.
That's great.
We'll put the grill out. We'll do whatever we want.
Yeah. Because people might be going to the bus instead of to the tent, and we're in the tent. Could be confusing.
And if you ask me nicely, anyone in Binghamton or Williamsport, if you ask me very nicely, maybe I'll give you a Rover's Morning Glory keychain, bottle opener keychain. Which I just got yesterday.
From who?
From me. I bought it myself. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
Can I have one?
Maybe, if you ask nicely, Douche.
Screw that.
You don't even drink, Douche.
Water.
Hey, just, you know, I got these because I said, when we go places, like we were at that Taste of Grand Rapids, I said, we should just have something that we could give people, you know?
They always want something. That's right. This perfect thing.
All right. Saturday. Are we back at Speedy Fest a Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday, 2 o'clock. The whole show will be at the Arctic Bear Tent from 2 to 2:30. And then 3 to 5 on Saturday, you guys will be at the iHeartRadio Tent as well on Saturday. So here's the thing, because I know we have to go because we're losing time here.
Wow.
So Friday night. That's if you don't want to pay the $25 to go into the concert venue area, Friday night, general admission to the park is courtesy of Visions Federal Credit Union. The concert area access for Dennis DeYoung, that requires a ticket. But to get into the park to see you guys, that's all paid for.
That's Friday night?
Yes.
Okay, and Saturday?
Yes. Saturday and Sunday, they have a $5 general admission charge at the gate that does not include the station or the stage
where
for the concerts.
Are?
The concerts is $25.
Right. Where are we? See, this is the question.
I got to get there and see
it
all. I understand that.
This was the whole thing that she told me she was going to resolve. A woman called in yesterday and
she was wrong with everything.
You only have to, so you do have to pay $25 to get in where we're going to be.
$25 ticket includes park access and access to all the shows.
Know.
No, I'm telling
Nobody
you. Knows. $25 gets you
we?
All.
Where are we?
I have a map. Do you want me to send you the
are
map?
Are we in the $5 area or the $25 area? It's a simple question. She doesn't know.
No, you're okay. not. I don't know.
I'd rather be at the five.
No, I don't.
You think we're going to be at the
five?
I don't know. I don't know where we're going to be, but
I'll tweet it out when we get there.
I will.
And Williamsport will give you details on what we're going to be doing. And Williamsport will be rolling into Williamsport Sunday night. And we'll give you details on all of that. Later this week.
How far is that drive?
I don't know.
An hour?
Who knows?
I think, is that like just 2 hours?
I don't
hours?
Know. We just go. I don't know. All right. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app or with the Rover Radio Apple TV app. What is it, Charlie?
No, I just sent you something to remind you.
Oh, okay.
If you want it.
Oh, yes. We have the 911 call. NADS.
You got it?
We just got this.
Already?
Just got it. 911 call. NADS is a horrible skateboarding accident. Don't go anywhere. If you're on a station that only carries a show until 10, you can hop on and watch or listen live. We'll get to this 911 call right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
No matter what day it is, Jeffrey's either stuttering. Or lying.
What a liar this guy is.
Or both.
Whatever.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
I think we're going to get to the shizzy here in just a moment. The news, finally. We haven't done the shizzy once today.
Not once?
Not once. Charlie, I have two 911 calls in here. Which one should I?
You have two 911 calls? One's police chatter.
Oh, okay.
And one is the 911 call.
Oh, I want to hear the police chatter.
Oh, that's they got to be like, That's that phone screener intern.
I'm this is the guy we keep more. Going to his house because he was passed out on drugs?
Yes.
This time. Same guy.
Yeah. Should we help him or not?
You think he fell off his skateboard or he overdosed in the middle of the street? One or the other.
Charlie was editing the audio. I haven't heard any of it. But he was like, does this number mean anything to you? And it was just a cop reading my social security number. I'm like, yes. Oh. Yes, that does mean something.
Because I was wondering, is this an address? What is this? And they just keep repeating in this chatter his social security number and his address. And that's kind of nuts. You can just look it up, right?
Hey, it's public record. People could look up,
But they could start opening credit cards in his name, right? Every important piece of information of his life is said in just like 20 seconds right there in this thing.
Well, good job. Cool. You're highlighting that fact, right?
Well, he brought it up. I did. Cool.
All right, so what do I start with? A 911 call, right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is about just a few minutes before midnight, Thursday night. And someone must have called 911, I guess. I don't know who called 911. I don't even know if it's him. I don't know anything about this. All I know is that Nads flew off his boosted board and cracked a skull. And his face is all messed up. I mean, he has glasses on today, so it's...
Want me to come in here again?
Sure, why not? Yeah. Sit on the couch of tears.
If it's him on the call, I'm going to be floored. If he's the one that called on himself.
Well, he says that he doesn't remember. He has no recollection of this accident. Doesn't know how he hurt himself. He blacked out. That would be wild if it was him, wouldn't it? Hey, it's Nads.
Who?
From Rover's Morning Glory. Can you send an ambulance, please? Now, I don't know if he'd do that. Jeffrey certainly would.
Jeffrey from Rover's Morning Glory.
Husband
I don't know
of
if
Mary
you listen.
Elizabeth.
I need CPR by a black woman with big breasts.
Oh, you're the baby food husband. Okay.
No thanks. I don't think that would be me. I'd probably be out cold, out like a light, and my guts probably.
Mr.
Rolke,
you want
pavement,
me to pull the officers that are out dusting for fingerprints on the baby food jar and send them to your location now?
No, I'd probably be passed out with my skull cracked open, my guts splatter all over the pavement to do anything, so cool. Not that anyone would really care.
No, we'd be happy.
There you go.
So Thursday, a lot of, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was wasted or not, but a lot of our fans have just been reading text messages, believe that he was because he was so wasted Thursday during the show.
12
and,
hours.
And the aftermath, and this Bert Kreischer guy came in and... he was saying that he needed cigarettes. He was out of cigarettes on the aftermath, but then he was on his boosted board to go get cigarettes at midnight that night. Did he not get cigarettes all day? I don't know. I don't think that there's any big conspiracy theory here, at least as far as I'm aware. I think he just fell off his stupid skateboard.
Yeah, being a dumbass at midnight. Yeah.
I told him it's going to happen.
You did.
I saw a video of these guys. Someone sent me video. It might have even been Saskeith, of these guys, Charlie and Nads, in the parking lot on that stupid boosted board, the parking lot of the radio station. And I saw that video. I go, someone's going to break an arm.
What were you guys doing out here?
This was a couple months, like a month or two ago when they first got it. And they're both riding around on that thing. Oh, so you and Snitz. Yeah, they're riding around on this thing.
It's fun. You have a nine
bot. But what they don't realize is they're zipping through this parking lot. You got all these, no offense, ladies, women drivers that, I don't know if anyone has ever been in a parking lot with a woman before. They all back out of parking spots the same way. They have a methodology to do it. The method is put the car in reverse, step on the accelerator, then look behind you. That's their methodology.
Yeah, especially here in this parking lot.
Now, hopefully, most people, you have your foot on the brake, you put it in reverse, you look in the rearview mirror, you turn around and look, then you let your foot off the brake, right?
Slowly.
Yes.
Not 0 to 60.
You don't even have to put your foot on the accelerator, really.
No, you just take your foot off the gas.
Yeah. Off the brake, you mean?
Yeah, off the brake, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, that's like when I come into work here, I always back into my parking
but
spot.
But how many times, I get it if you're blocked in for some reason, like if there's a big van next to you and you slowly inching out, it's hard to see, right?
Sure.
But I can't tell you how many times I've been in a parking lot and you're driving through the parking lot or walking or whatever you're doing, and then someone backs three quarters of the way out of their spot, almost creams you, and then they look and they're like, oh, sorry. Oh,
they wave like it's your fault.
What are you looking at prior to? What are you doing? What are you doing? You just put it in reverse and step on the gas and go?
Mm-hmm.
So
usually you're silent during that.
What?
Oh, she's the worst. She's okay. Oh man, her driving. So I see this video of Charlie and I guess it was Snitz on this boosted board, and they're zipping around the parking lot. They must have been doing, I don't know,
150 miles per hour.
No.
The sound barrier we're breaking.
How fast do you think you were going in the parking lot?
Snitzer never went past level one, so he was going, I don't know, 10 miles an hour?
Okay. Still 11. Fast.
10 miles per hour, and you're not a vehicle, by the way. Like, when someone's backing up, they expect, you know, they're looking for vehicles and pedestrians, but the pedestrians aren't going 10 miles per hour. How fast do you think you were going?
Oh, whatever the max
15,
speed
20, 25. 25. So there's just a guy, no helmet, flying through a parking lot on an electric skateboard.
I'm sorry that you hate fun. Like, you hate
anything. No, I don't hate fun. You can do that all.
Does that look fun?
You know what's going to be fun? It's going to be real fun after you get smushed by a truck. And I just laugh at you on the air.
When I'm laughing at you. When I'm laughing at
Charlie's skull was crushed in by a truck in a parking lot.
When I'm laughing at you wearing your Star Trek uniform on your 9-bot.
That's going to be fun.
I'm going to giggle. I'm going to giggle real hard. I don't understand how you can
I'm
going to
have fun taking phone calls all day long of everyone just going, see, we told you so.
You bought Gia a hoverboard.
Which I have not allowed her to ride.
You say you want to ride. You're a liar.
Since this accident, neither one of us have been on it.
Okay. So I don't understand how you can do these things.
You should not have bought her a hoverboard.
You did that.
That was bad.
How's that any better?
Well, she shouldn't be zipping around through parking lots where cars are pulling. I mean, this is a busy parking lot out here.
What about a motorcycle?
What about it?
That's not like a big car. Should people not ride motorcycles?
With helmets.
People ride motorcycles. Those are bigger than a person.
So you get
and
they make
noise.
If you get tapped by a car, you're going to go down.
They're real loud.
Loud, right? So you hear them coming when you're backing out.
Yeah. Okay. It's bigger than a skateboard.
Well, still, which is silent because it's electric.
Right.
How loud's your 9-bot?
I'm not zipping through parking lots.
Okay. That's the point.
You can argue this at all.
You had the 9-bot first, which is the nerdiest thing.
I love Charlie is arguing this point as we're about ready to play the 911 call, the guy who has his skull crushed on his electric skateboard.
You're right. Fun everything. Okay. Everything that's fun.
Will you go
how fun was it in the hospital? Blacked out, Nads.
I had zero fun in the hospital.
But riding it before that was probably pretty sweet.
I don't remember. But I'm sure it was a blast.
Will you get a helmet today before you go to Binghamton?
Well, no, I don't have time to get a helmet. No.
Why not?
Because I don't have time.
You're
going to wear a helmet, Charlie? Would you?
Well, yeah, I'm going to.
I mean, it is smart. It is.
No, I'm going to get
a
helmet.
There's a stigma against, you know.
It looks lame, but I'm
not saying I would want to do that either. You feel like a dork if you're wearing a helmet on one of those things. But, hey, you don't want to end up like
I've been seeing a lot of new people today that I haven't seen in a while, and they all see my face for the first time. Like, I would much rather just be seen wearing a helmet than having to explain my face to them.
No, I'm going to get a helmet.
There's a Target right by your house.
I'm not going to get a Target helmet. I'm going to get a very specialized helmet for skateboard riders. I'm not going to go get just a cheap-ass
Maybe there's
helmet.
A skate shop in Binghamton that we can send you to.
I know what helmet I want to get. Okay, so I'm going to get that when I get back. I don't plan on riding it at fast speeds in Binghamton. I don't know if I'll even have time to do it or if I'll have a need for it. But if I do, I'll go slow down the street.
You go from tent to tent on your boosted board.
But if we're in the grass, I'm not going to be able to use it at all. So, no. I have not.
Why don't they make that thing with all-terrain tires? That's what I don't understand. Why don't they make it where
they make
it has
one that has
that? You should have gotten that one. Like the tires that are like, I don't know, 10 inches.
So
and
they
they're
have
like inflated. Yeah, rubber.
With little spikes. Not spikes, but little.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Traction.
Treads. And you can go over grass. You can go over pavement. I mean, this, Nats might have, who knows? He might have hit a pebble.
Yeah, but it goes way faster than those ones.
And that one weighs like 7,500 pounds.
Oh, yeah. The one with all-terrain?
Yeah, it's all-terrain. Really
Why does it weigh so much more? It needs a bigger motor to...
Well, I think
probably.
The big ass tires. Are,
I don't think, but they're not bike they're tires. Inflatable.
They're yeah, but they're thick. They're thick rubber tires.
And it won't go as fast.
Yeah,
that would definitely go slower.
I don't think they need to go that fast, though, Dieter.
That's the point. That's the point, is to go 25 miles per hour.
Play the call.
Couldn't you go 20 and be happy and know that you can go over a rock no problem?
You want to do a
Ferrari
shizzy soap.
Doesn't have to go 150 or 175 miles an hour, but that's what makes it fun and cool.
Yeah, and I still wear my seatbelt when I'm driving one.
Okay.
I've never driven a Ferrari, but if I were, I would put on my seatbelt.
Sure.
What is it?
I'm going to hear this.
Okay.
She wants to do a shizzy really bad.
No, because we're running late and you got to end early.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Let's see. Where did it go? Okay. So, anyhow, so NADS. I don't know if I buy. Well, I'll listen to the 911 call and the police chatter. Maybe I'll buy the conspiracy theory or not after that. But that is the conspiracy theory, that there's more to the story. But he does look like he got beat up. But my understanding is that... And I even asked someone before I even saw him. I said, because I saw a picture of him a couple days ago. I go, man, he looks like he got beat up, like he just got punched in the eye. And people in the medical profession told me that that can happen. Like just even from a fall that I don't even know how it works, but you can look like you got beat up, but.
Yeah, I never would expect it, a fall to make my face look like this. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he just got beat. It looks like he lost a fight.
Yeah, two black eyes.
So, this was about midnight, Thursday night. He's somehow going back out to get cigarettes at midnight for whatever reason. And he says that he had this skateboard accident. Here's the 911 call.
911, where's your emergency?
Lakewood, Ohio.
Okay, what's the address of your emergency?
In the street, someone fell on their skateboard here.
Okay, where at? Is here? Where's here?
Clifton and Fry intersection.
Are they on Clifton or are they on Fry or are they right in the middle
in the
of the
street,
road?
In the street, yeah.
Do you know if they're injured?
Yes. They're standing up or they're sitting now, but they're injured.
Is it? Can you talk to him or?
No, he's not speaking.
Okay, is he conscious and breathing?
Yes.
Then I'll have an officer on the way, and then I'll have the paramedics on the way for him. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you a friend of his or are you?
No, bystander. It's phone call.
Okay. All right. I'll have him on the way.
Oh, this guy's got to get. Mm-hmm. We got to get okay, this guy on the line.
Bye bye.
This guy said he saw him fall.
I already messaged him. I think he's an amateur magician. I think I found his Facebook.
Oh, I got to talk to this guy.
I'll send you just a... you probably can't put up his picture. I just want to show you.
You sure? How do you know that this
How about we just have to instruct NADS not to, you know, tweet out any details the guy may have
sure.
before tomorrow's show or
sure.
during the aftermath or whatever. Let's try and get this guy on the show.
Is this magician he witnessed it. You guys know? That
no.
damn Gilligan guy?
The pedophile?
Yeah.
Not what? Pedophile.
Sex wow. offender. Sorry.
Sex oh. offender.
Sorry.
That's much different.
Sex offender. I take that back.
That guy was so slow, too. Like, he's a
bored.
Magician. He can pull anything out of a hat. Like, really?
He sounded like he was in shock.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up next on iHeartRadio.
Yeah. He's I like the. He's, yeah, he's. What's his face?
Mickey
Six.
I think he just crashed his boosted board.
Him and Nikki Six could do a show together.
He's not talking.
Whoa. A plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. Wow.
So he did say he saw him fall.
That's right. Yes, he did. So, and he's in the middle of the street. You were in the intersection, dude.
That's like, terrifying.
Were you hit by a car?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that would be.
He would say in the call, yeah. I saw him get hit by a car.
Yeah, yeah.
It took off.
So then what is the other audio you have, Charlie? This is just police radio chatter or something? Or
yeah.
What? Okay. All right. You want to hear this, Dieter?
Yes.
Okay.
209.
Sure.
You saw that Clifton and Fry, I guess in the middle of the intersection there, a skateboarder fell in the roadway. He's injured. He's conscious and breathing. We'll send a squad to check him out. Clifton and Fry.
No, okay.
Attention all companies, medics read at intersection of Clifton and Fry. male that was skateboarding fell. He's laying in the roadway there. He's conscious and breathing, but he's injured. Clifton and Fry, Medic 3.
Medic 3, transporting one to Fairview.
How far?
Okay, can you copy just some info for the detail on who the squad transported?
I can't even understand what he just said. What did the guy say right there?
Some info on the squad transporting.
These guys talk so, like, in all these codes and whatnot, it's hard to...
It's very mumbled. It's like, how can they hear each other on those CBs?
Yeah, I've wondered that too. Are the recordings just really crappy, but it's crystal clear when they're on it? And if the recordings are crappy, why?
Like, there's important information that needs to be transferred.
Well, the 911 calls, every time I play a 911 call, it sounds like they're calling from the bottom of the ocean. Like, we actually can record things, pretty low bit rate, sounds great. We have terabytes and terabytes of storage. You should be able to record everything, super high fidelity.
Some info for the detail on who the squad transported. Break.
Right.
It's a Jeffrey, and the last name is Henry Adam David Zebra Ida Nick Sam King yesterday.
How do you even get through that? Like, I mean, sometimes when people ask me you have to spell, like, yeah, if you're on the phone, you have to give like a word or something. What's your street address or whatever? And they go, is that a B or a G? And you're like, G as in, and then you're like trying to figure it out. And whatever word, like, I don't know all those weird, like alpha, bravo, or whatever, or beta, or whatever
you
the hell.
Anything.
What is that?
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
It's like a
no,
you can't.
It's
a NATO.
No, because you cannot
if you're
do that.
On the phone with your credit card company, you have to do the exact thing. You can't say G as in
it's
Greg.
A NATO alphabet or something.
There's a reason why, because some words start with both B and G, and they sound exactly the same. That's why there's certain words you know start with a certain letter.
Boy. Yeah, he made that up. That wasn't the NATO alphabet. He said zebra.
I know, but I'm saying there is a NATO alphabet, which no, is
I know, but I'm saying you can improvise it. It doesn't have to be exact. People can get the picture when you say G as in Greg, or G as in giraffe. You think they're going to be like,
how about
no,
this?
You can't.
B or G. B as in blue. Did you say blue or glue?
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, B as in boy.
Oh, but you just said you could pick any word.
Well, okay, that's an example of two close words, Rover. I mean, you gotta be a damn. So E as in Edward is better than E as in everywhere?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, Rover. It's not exact code you have to use when you're calling your bank.
I didn't say there's an exact code.
You were saying, like, it's
but
not even a NATO code.
But there is a code.
Okay, I
there's
get
like
it for
the military uses it, right?
The military. This isn't the military.
There's a standard. Lots of people know this. I don't, though. So anytime I'm asked, I don't know what to say. And they're like, D as in D or B? Like, D, you're like, D as in dog. That's a bad one. Don't say dog, because you have all sorts of different things
bog.
That it could. Yeah, bog or... fog or I don't know.
Log.
No, but in aerial navigation, that's how they codename the waypoints, like waypoint Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo. Like,
do
that.
It. Do the wreck. You do that. What's F?
I only know up to E though. But that's just saying a standard military.
E, Edema. What's G?
Gas.
Let's do the whole thing.
All right, let's keep going.
H, halitosis. L, lice.
Wait.
You skipped over I.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, just looking at your face, Nance, gives me irritable bowel syndrome. Let's put it that way.
J.
Jack Shack.
K.
K. Ooh, this is tough. K.
I'm waiting. Smart ass.
We'll get it. Don't worry.
We'll take the rest of the day. We'll
knockers.
Figure this one out.
Okay.
Is that too complimentary?
It's yeah, it's
I'm waiting.
We'll
guys all
it.
Want to be smart asses about it.
We
damn.
Won't.
We can't stop at K.
No, we won't.
I'm quite sure you won't, Dougie.
There's a pause here for this one.
Or KY jelly.
No.
Is there key lime baby food?
No thanks.
Oh, man.
Oh, key? Because he sticks a key up his butt?
No, the itch is an itchy a-hole.
That's too hard to explain. How could this be so hard?
Don't move on.
Well, we can't move on with the show. We can't play you the rest of this police chatter. Nothing.
Well, kill as it kill my wife.
Yeah, that's
kids don't care about him.
Kids,
kids, as if I don't know that I even have any.
Kids,
how funny.
Kids, all right.
Kids taken away.
Kids, as in I don't know my kid's birthday. I don't know what.
That's gonna have to go with that.
We doing kids.
Kids.
What else do we have?
There's not a lot of good K's.
Kronk.
Crohn's? How do you spell Crohn's?
C.
That's a C.
C-H-R-O-N-E-S-N-E-S.
Cruddy.
Crohn's disease.
Cruddy. That's a C. No, it says here cruddy. K-R-U.
No, cruddy's definitely a C.
Crusty? That's
Ka-ka
a C.
Ka-ka might be a K.
No. All right, so kids, that's
kids,
what it is.
Kids, because he's a great father.
Well, let's keep going, though. We'll make up for it on the back end.
L.
Lice.
Lice is good.
Yeah, lice. That's easy.
M.
Mary.
Motorboat.
No.
Motorboat.
Shut up, Charlie.
Milk. In Pennsylvania. Mm.
Motor. I can't know.
Oh, we're really losing steam on this one, aren't
we? Started fast.
Started great.
Once you start to think and it doesn't work.
Muddy
Real
butt.
Real mind matter, isn't it?
Mud butt.
Mud butt.
Mud butt. That's good. That's good.
That's good. Okay, and?
Next time, I dare anyone, next time you're on, you like, have to give your address or something. M as in mud butt.
What was the head? What did you say?
N as in?
We might want to skip over that one.
The N word? Anthony?
No, he doesn't use the N-word.
Oh, okay.
Does he?
Does he? Mm-hmm. N as in?
Nasty.
I'm losing steam. Yeah. Let's go back.
Let's get some more chatter. Let's get some
chatter. No one to cut your losses. All right. Back to the police chatter. They're spelling his name.
His name is Henry Adam David Zebra Ida Nick Sam King yesterday. His DOB is 71587.
Go ahead. 209, go ahead.
If you could just let me know what squad that was. I think it was 3, but if you could just confirm that, I'll be 10-8 with a separate.
That's correct. It's not at 3. They're taking him to Fairview.
Okay, can you do me a favor and just call them and find out who their ER doc is tonight and get that info for me, please?
Sounds
thank you very much.
I wonder why he was getting the ER doctor.
They knew.
Special treatment maybe for NADS or
they knew he'd
call
needed
ahead and say no opioids for this guy.
This dude's face is messed up. Probably it's going to be an issue.
No, but I mean, I think emergency rooms, they just like you show up, your face is messed up, they know what to do. You don't have to call in advance.
I don't know.
Well, not a lot of drama in there, but so apparently there was a witness to him falling off his skateboard, and we have to track that guy down if it's the last thing we do. Douche, I guess we didn't get to the shizzy. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Shizzy-free day today. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath. If you're an RMG Plus subscriber, you can watch or listen live. Sign up now at roverradio.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Show has balls. 7 pairs of balls to be exact. Actually 8 if you count the pair on Charlie's chin.
Let's see what's wrong with that.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. We are heading out to Binghamton today, and we'll be out in Binghamton, New York for the next couple of days. We'll be in Williamsport, Pennsylvania after that for a couple of days. And we'll give you details on that if you're listening to us in one of those cities. Coming out to see you. Jeffrey, I have a question for you. What did you, what did you do yesterday?
I worked at my fence job and changed oil in my car.
What time did you go to your fence job?
What time did I get there?
Yeah, what time did you go to your fence job?
Well, I was running late. My wife had a doctor's appointment.
She did?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Her kidney. It's been a pain in my thigh for the longest time.
It's probably a pain in her side, too.
Yeah.
He said thigh.
Oh, he said thigh.
Oh, it's a pain in your thigh.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's been a thorn in my side for quite some time. We all know about the whole hospital. So it was just basically a...
What's wrong with her kidney? Did she get a mosquito bite on her kidney?
No, they found a small cyst.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, and they advise her, you know, within the next year, you need to make an appointment, because right now it's benign.
What are they going to do? They have to, like... operate on it or something?
I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is there's a stone. She's got like a stone the size of a grain of sand, which she could probably pass it. But it's the cyst I'm concerned about. So
how do they know that the cyst on her kidney is benign without going?
I'm just telling you what Mary Elizabeth told me.
But don't you ask that? I mean, how do you? Don't you have to get tests?
They ran tests on her.
But don't they have to get a scoop of it?
Maybe
to see. Oh. Did they do that?
No, it was just like I said. She just went in, talked to the doctor, and said they want her to make an appointment within the next year, just to, you know, make sure that, you know. So,
oh, she'll be in within the next year. That's for sure. Maybe they could just double up, get her at one of her next visits. For the
mosquito
bite.
You know, and not only that, she's probably going to now skin me alive for even talking about it. So,
she won't know.
So what time was that appointment at?
It was at 8:30 in the morning.
I see. So you're a little bit late to work.
Yes, unfortunately.
What else did you, what were you doing on Turney Road?
Oh, I usually go to, that's where I sometimes go to Taco Bell for my lunch at my fence job.
Ah, okay. This woman saw you at 12:40 yesterday and thought he's skipping out on his fence job because how does he have the time to just
No, I get a half, town? I get a half hour lunch, so that gives me time to run up to Taco Bell, grab something to eat there, and then go back to the shop within a half hour and I'm back to work.
She also says she's seen Jeffrey on Brook Park Road one time. Taking Tomas Sharon to get a haircut on a day he was supposed to be working at the fence company.
Uh-oh.
No, this was afterwards.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This was after work I took him. And it was the new Lady Jane's.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. Let's see what... what's coming up in the aftermath on RMG Plus?
Coming up in the aftermath.
All right, Jeffrey, Nance, Snitz, and Charlie all continue on the aftermath on RMG Plus. If you are not a Plus subscriber, you can sign up at roverradio.com. That way you can watch or listen there on the website or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or the Rover Radio Apple TV app, which I love. Makes it so easy. What do you guys have on the way?
We're going to talk about Nance's accident. We'll talk about Rover's first pitch at the, what is it called? The Rumble Ponies?
Rumble Ponies.
Rumble Ponies game?
I hope they give me a Rumble Ponies jersey or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I got to wear that.
And was Doogie the reason Dumb quit? Well, we know that, but why doesn't she admit to it? What's going on?
What's the drawing you have on your paper?
Oh, this is, I was trying to draw a picture of what Dumb's penis looks like because he showed it to me yesterday. And he says it's normal now.
Famous last words, yeah?
Yeah, he wouldn't show it to me, but he said it's normal now. But his picture after his vasectomy and his ball bag got really big and inflamed.
So his testicles are swelled up and
totally
all
swollen.
Bruised and purple. He had some sort of complication or whatever, and it was like that for a long time. But it actually consumed his penis. Like his penis was in this bulbous
testicle
set.
Yes, but there was like this... like an outie belly button kind of sticking out of the sack.
Yeah.
But it was just...
the head.
No. Let me finish. Outie belly button, but then there's a hole in there. So there's this piece of skin, a little round piece of skin,
sticking out like a tube almost, but then the tube was empty. Where's the penis? I don't know. Uh-huh. So I was trying to draw it to try to explain it to Nance.
Hold that up.
Oh my God, Charlie.
It's really, I'm not a great drawer.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
It looks like an eyeball above.
Here's his ball.
An M.
That's a sack. And then this looks like almost like a birdhouse entrance where the urine would come out. And he would not send me the picture because I was fascinated by this. I couldn't stop staring at it. I've been like drawing pictures of it all last night to try to show everybody. But hopefully he'll email you. I want you to see it, Rover, because this will blow your mind. And he didn't mention it. When, remember, he called in to talk about how his nutsack was all purple. He actually called in to talk about it.
Yes, he did.
He didn't mention the lack of penis.
Mm.
And said that my penis is totally gone and I'm peeing all over my own balls.
By the way, I don't know why I didn't look. I didn't have the screen over here. Something else was covering it, getting text messages. Lots of suggestions for the alphabet. How do we pass over karaoke for K?
No, there's a better one. Keister was the number one.
Yes. Keister, okay.
Karaoke was too complimentary.
All right, so sign up now for the Aftermath if you're not already a subscriber. What else do I have to plug before we get out of here, dude? Kings of Leon will be here on the 16th at Blossom Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. If you call our 30-866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837, I'll give you a pair of those. And in Rochester, the Gentlemen's Club Summer Games happening. Listen during the Gentlemen's Club 3 to 7 all this week to find out how you can join Team Mark or Team Shane for a video game tournament coming up on the 6th, couple of days, at Gamers Nostalgia in Rochester. So listen for that. Let me get this back in here. And we will be back live tomorrow morning. Hopefully everything will work from Rolling Glory 1. We have to cross our fingers. You never know. But we should be live from Binghamton, New York tomorrow. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.